Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, man. You know what I love? I love when they're feeling down. You know, guys, they're feeling down. They feel like they lost you for good, or they have lost you for a little while. And then all of a sudden, you reach out to them, and you just, like, you say hello. You, like, say what's up. You know what I mean? I love that. Because it's like Christmas all over again for them, because what they start to see is they start to see that, you know what, damn, you're thinking about me. Man. You know, you don't have to reach out and ask for sex. You really don't have to reach out and do anything, but just sit there and talk to her. Just sit there and, like, you know, just sit there and let her know that, you know what, hey, you know what, I'm just thinking about you. Cross my mind, thinking about you, and they'll get so fucking excited. They'll be like, damn, what was it you're thinking about, and what did I do wrong, and why aren't you hitting me up, and damn, I miss you. I love hearing your voice. I love how you talk. I love that shit. So I love that shit, guys. I just wanted to share that. It's a beautiful thing when you're a man. But as I say, I want to welcome all you men out there to the Man Mindset. Welcome you all to the show, gentlemen. I ask all you guys out there, if you have the opportunity, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notifications. We would appreciate if you do that. Thank you very much for those who are doing it and those who do it sooner. I want to say shout out to my MePill community, guys. This show here is not being brought to you by anything but this right here. This is what the show is being brought to you. Not yet, guys, pretty soon. Show is being brought to you by this. This is going to be something very big, but this is only one door of many doors. Can't give that away, but this will be out pretty soon. So we just want to make sure you guys know, understand that, and we got that chopped up. We'll give you all the details as soon as we can. We're still doing a few other things. Guys, the shows are 100% original, 100% just totally different from anything that you've heard before. We ask all you guys out there to go ahead and think about the game as what we teach you, as giving you a chance or an idea to look beyond who you are. Go beyond who you are. Go beyond your thoughts and all that other stuff. And when you're able to go beyond who you are, you would then be able to evolve as a man. If you are new to this, I ask all you guys to do a simple thing. Go to Walmart, Hobby Lobby, Target, Amazon, Dollar Store. Go pick up a 100-piece puzzle set. And like we always say, it's a simple process of picking up the puzzle pieces, driving back home, dumping the pieces out, and beginning the process of being a man by being able to do the one thing we try to teach you guys how to do, and that is communicate to yourselves. Also, guys, I say to you guys out there, if you can, go ahead. If you got a question, make sure you put a Q in there. If it pertains to the show, we'll actually answer that. And then all you guys out there, we want to make sure that you guys out there overstand, ask questions, texting, all that. We got you covered. So we will definitely get into the show, and we welcome all you guys out here. Please get your notebooks out, get your crayons out. Make sure you ask questions. There are no dumb questions. It's just when you don't do anything, it's pretty foolish. So we want to get that going, and let's get it. It's game motherfucking time. I'm your host, Dean. Class in session. What we're going to be talking about today is how to, it's time that you guys stop doing the thing that is sabotaging you. And that is, gentlemen, that is you guys are trying to do the one fucked up thing over and over and over again. And this is why you're not growing as men, because what you're doing is that you are actually trying to do something called reinvent yourself. You're trying to reinvent yourself. You actually think that reinventing yourself is the way to win and become a man. And as I said before, we're going to teach you why that is a bad thing, but also not just a way of how it is a bad thing. We're also going to talk about how to solve all this other stuff, because see, to most of you guys out here who are trying to learn game, all right, trying to learn game, don't understand the depth of game and what it's all about. Because most of you guys who try to reinvent yourselves, here's the shocker, guys. You trying to reinvent yourself comes from an I do. It's more of an I do versus an I am. Because what you are doing is, maybe I'll reinvent myself by cutting my hair. Maybe I'll reinvent myself by putting on different kinds of clothes. Maybe I'll reinvent myself by, I don't know, building up weight and muscle. And gentlemen, I will always tell you, that is not a bad thing, but it becomes a bad thing if all you're doing is doing it for a woman. That's when it becomes bad, when you're doing it for a woman. And that's why we say to y'all guys, that's not what game is about. Game is not about trying to reinvent who you are for somebody else. It's not like that. And I think a lot of people don't understand how they mess up. Because so many of you guys out there, regardless of what you do outside of yourself, regardless of how you move outside of yourself, there's still going to be apprehension. You're still going to be awkward, and you're going to have these feelings when you are trying to talk to a woman. Because it is impossible to handle yourself right now when you get in a situation with a woman, and that's where most of y'all guys go wrong. Most of y'all guys go wrong because it makes you into this lie. Y'all, it's funny how y'all want to use the scale. I'm introverted. I'm shy, and I'm just so nervous about the world, and that's not what men do. Men are not afraid of social situations. Because the thing that you are doing while you're trying to reinvent yourself and why it's draining you is because you're trying to be something for somebody except you. And that's what's going to hurt a lot of you guys, because you're looking at the game totally wrong. You're looking at it from a lens of, well, I am not really actually working on myself. I really don't know myself. I don't know how I move. I don't know what to think. I don't know how to feel about certain things. So many of you guys desperately are always looking to seek acceptance. You're looking to seek approval. You're worried about being judged. Most of you guys are worried about being criticized, worried about being embarrassed, worried about being ridiculed, worried about being rejected. And for some of you guys out there, what you try to do is you try to cover up that thing by doing the worst thing possible, and that is trying to actually reinvent yourself. You cannot reinvent yourself. Because regardless of what you reinvent, gentlemen, and lines are open if y'all want to call it, I'm sorry, lines are open, I apologize. But if you're thinking about reinventing yourself, I mean, you are not looking. See, the problem is reinventing yourself does not help you grow. Reinventing yourself is not going to get you to your motherfucking core, because you're running away by isolating your mind by thinking, if I change something outside of myself, it's going to help me. But what you'll see is you'll get more depressed, you have more regret, and you'll be sadder because you're not figuring out, what am I doing wrong? Why can I grow? Why can I win in this thing? Why is it that every time I'm around a woman, I try to talk to a woman, try to be with a woman, every time I do that, for some odd reason, it just doesn't work out for me. Things don't move the way I want them to move. Things don't work out. Why is it not working out for me? What am I doing wrong? And technically, you're not necessarily doing wrong. It's just that you're looking at everything the wrong way. You're looking at everything, gentlemen, the wrong way. See, what game teaches you, that is weird, a weird concept. Game does not teach you to reinvent what you are on the outside. Game teaches you how to do the one thing that you are not doing right now, and that is getting to know who the fuck you are. Do you have to reinvent yourself when you get to know who you are? Absolutely not. The game doesn't work that way. That's why your world is chaotic. That's why you're always moving faster. And that's why the voices are so much, they're just so loud around you that it just throws you off of what you are and who you are. See, most of you guys don't realize you cannot change who you are, and you cannot reinvent yourself. Because all you're doing is living a lie, trying to be something else to run away from yourself and who you are, okay? All right? But I'm not saying it can't happen. Listen, you can not reinvent yourself, but you can make the change by being able to learn yourself, gentlemen, to learn yourself, all right? Steve, what did you say before? You said to give up on something. Well, if you're going to give up on something, give up on the fact that you're trying to reinvent yourself. That's what you need to give up on. You need to give up on trying to be different. You're trying way too hard. But I'm going to explain, because this is why people are not going to get deep with y'all the way I'm going to get with deep. I'm going to get deep with y'all, because a lot of people out there don't even realize why you can't change and why change is not really going to necessarily work for you guys, but why can you not change? Why can't I change? Why can't I move the way I want to move? Because what you don't understand, just the idea of change. Are y'all ready for this, guys? Just the idea of change is why you fail. Because you must ask yourself the question, is it something you just made up in your head to make you feel good? Is it something that you made in your head to make yourself feel bad? Is it something that you made up in your head to make you feel better about yourself? Or is it something you made in your head to reject yourself? No matter what it is, however you guys, this is important, however you yourself define change is why you will always fail, because the definition of the change that you are looking for is not on a level above you, but it is a chain that holds you back, because you are always, see, what y'all understand as game is that, yes, see, a man is always changing, but he is never changing. It's kind of weird what I said. See, a man is always changing because he's changing from the inside. He never changes for the outside world. That's why your change is an outside, an I do. A man's change is internally, but it depends on how you look at it, guys, okay? Because most of you guys out there are looking at change to feel better about yourself. Most of you guys out there are looking at change to maybe get that woman, or maybe get more more people recognized by family and friends and all that other stuff. So you're looking at change the whole different wrong way. Now, it doesn't matter if you decide that it's a outer or an inner. Y'all got to understand something there. Ah, man. Y'all have to understand that you've got to stop saying, I want to change, versus working on yourself to make several changes. When you say, I want to change, yet you don't understand what you're doing. You're saying, I don't believe in the man in the mirror. I don't believe in you. I don't believe in you whatsoever. And when you're saying that you don't believe in yourself, that's where a lot of y'all guys will go wrong. I got a question right here. He's asking, how can I water my mouthpiece and gain more confidence? I don't understand. What is an ethnic woman? I'm sorry. I don't understand your language, sir. I need you to be more. I don't know what an ethnic woman is. And you've already lost just by what you're doing. You cannot water your mouthpiece, because you're watering your mouthpiece over something that has more power over you. And this is why you guys have to be careful about who you guys follow, who you listen to. If you see what this young man is saying, He's saying, I am a weak motherfucker with no goddamn game. But yet, yes, Elon, he is sitting over there judging women. I don't even know what the fuck is an ethnic woman. What is a fucking ethnic woman? What does that mean? Please, what the fuck does that mean? I don't understand. I thought women were just fucking women. When did women become ethnic? Please, I don't understand. Somebody help me. The fuck does he mean an ethnic woman? Aren't they all the fucking same? They're women. So what the fuck? Guys, y'all see why he loses. He's got a judgment on himself. He's got a judgment on women. And then he's got a judgment on what he needs to be for a woman. So that's three judgments right there. This is why he'll never, ever get it. Okay? He'll never get it. He'll never understand it. Okay? Sir, if you have a question, please put a Q in there. I'll let this slide one time, but I need you to read the thing at the bottom. Follow instructions, sir, and you will be fine, sir, okay? So anyway, how can I level up myself and be the best version of me? You cannot be. See, that's you've already lost, and that is your problem. You're trying to level yourself up. How can you level up something you don't even know? How can you level up something you don't even know? You can't be the best version of yourself because you don't even know yourself, because what you're saying is that you want to level up and try to be somebody else because who you are right now is not good enough. You run away from the thing that you should be running towards, and this is why y'all fail, because unfortunately this man out here doesn't understand that how game is and how game works. See, you never want to change who you are. When you say, I want to change me, that's saying, I don't believe in me. I don't like who I am. I do not accept who I am. And this is why y'all lose, because you think that you can actually run away from yourself. Yeah, sure, you can do that, but this is why y'all, and I appreciate the questions y'all ask, but this is why y'all do it, okay? This is why y'all lose, okay? This is why things do not work out for you, because there is so much insecurity about what you are and who you are to yourselves, okay? Because all you want to do, listen, this is how the world got you. They want you to go ahead. They want you to change. See, I tell all you guys that listen to me, and it's very, very, very important to me. Do not buy this book when it comes out if you want to change. It will not help you. See that, guys? I'm telling you, the book will not help you change. The book is not for people that want to change. And a lot of you guys want to change. So because you guys want to change, you're wondering, how can I be fill in the blank? How can I be better at talking to women? How can I be better at this and better at that? But here's the thing. The thing is that you've got to stop lying to yourself. How can you even change yourself when all most of you guys are doing is lying to yourself? How can you change? See, here's the crazy thing about it. You're always looking at the world through a window, and yet you are the victim. Everything is wrong in your life. Poor me. I can't get women. I can't do this. I can't do that. So instead of learning you and working on you, you want to say, fuck who you are. I want to change that person. And I told you we're in the 11th month of the first day in this month. And you guys for 11 months have always looked for change. And this is why y'all mess up. Because you guys looking at change the wrong way. Because most of you guys do not, most of you guys out there, you don't even know what change is. And not only do you not know what change is, you don't even know who you are and what you stand for, gentlemen. Let me get this great question right here. Vic, what's going on, brother? Let me ask you a question. Thank you for the question, Vic. How can I better the communication with myself if I got the puzzle pieces? well, then you've got to keep doing it over again, because you've got to find it yourself. You've got to find it yourself, all right? You've got to find it yourself. So important. Mr. King, how are you? Thank you for your question, sir. Let's say I was an alcoholic. Changing that would be bad. Yes, absolutely. It's like, okay. You know what an alcoholic does? An alcoholic tries to change it by either going cold turkey, or that alcoholic will go to Alcoholic Anonymous. And all you're doing is getting around a bunch of fucking other losers. Hi, Frank. How is your name? How are you doing? Yes, my name is Frank, and today is my ninth month. Oh, congratulations. Yes, my ninth month and my first day from not taking a sip. I haven't had a drop yet, and boy, I feel good about it. And then every time you look at a beer commercial, you're like, I wish I could drink that thing. See, this is where y'all are fucking up. Yes, hey, TJ, goddamn you. TJ, goddamn you. Goddamn it, you get an A++. Good fucking job, TJ. Good fucking job. Because that man who made the statement, Mr. King, does not see that he's already failed. Because like I said before, a lot of you guys choose not to change. You want to get rid of yourself instead of working on yourself. If you wake up tomorrow and do the exact opposite of everything that you do, that's today, are you a changed person? Or are you simply the same person who's decided to do something different? Okay, which one? Which one is it? If you decide to do the opposite of everything you're doing right now, are you a changed person, or are you just simply the same person trying to do something different? But the question is where does that perspective of you doing something different, where does that come from? The problem is how you use the words that hold you back. You've created this world called change, okay? All right, you created this, okay? You created this thing called change, this fake word like fear, anxiety, and I don't know, lack of confidence and fucking insecure, all these things you fucking created. Here's the problem with you guys that use these things. What you have done is you have given the words an identity. And as soon as you give those things an identity, then you then not only make it part of your perception and part of your reality, but you connect your feminine to that. You root the word fear in your fucking feelings. You root the word fear, anxiety, rejection, all these things, you attach a feeling to it. Oh, shit, damn it. I'm going to drop it, girl. Sitting here talking, I dropped my baby. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, girl. You sit right there. I'm sorry, baby. Had to tap that ass real quick. And then you beat yourself up, and then you blame other people. And then you start the process all over again of getting mad, getting upset, and beating yourself up. And this is where things are going wrong, okay? You know what I mean? This is why we try to get you guys to see what actual game is, okay? You guys make false and fake statements, but you will always add the poison to the word change by using the word woman, by you using the word women. And I'm not saying women are poisonous. That's not what this is about, because we're not here to bash or knock women. We're not here to do that. But when you want, most of you guys want to make a change because of a woman or a woman you've never met. So because you want the change, because you don't believe in the guy that you are, you're automatically going to lose. Because you're trying to reinvent something you don't need to invent or reinvent. You think that you're a new person when you wear some new clothes. You think you're a new person because you got a haircut. You think you're a new person because you got a new pair of shoes on. And if you want to live that way, that means you got to wear the same fucking outfit every goddamn day to feel the level of the way you're feeling when you put shit on outside of yourself. Because this is the problem. Because once you attach your fucking feelings to shit and you feel some kind of way. Because your representation is based on the outside world and how the outside world thinks about you. So basically I'm getting that I need to keep myself, my behaviors, and just enhance those qualities. No. No, my friend, not even that as well. That's a fucking fail. Because what you just did was try to solve you in one word. That's why it's a fail. You say, I need to keep myself, my behaviors, and just enhance those qualities. You don't have any qualities. Why would you enhance the quality of fear? Why would you enhance the quality of excuses? Why would you enhance the quality of being rejected? Please answer that question. I'm not trying to be a dick here. This is very important that I'm asking, because most of you guys don't even see that what you're saying and what you're doing is why you're fucking up. Please explain to me, why would you try to help those qualities? All qualities are not good and they're not bad, but look at how you see yourself. You don't believe in yourself. So what are you talking about? Are you going to enhance that quality? And that's where y'all go wrong. You're always enhancing what keeps you down. Listen to what I'm saying. You're always enhancing this stuff that's keeping you down. You think by just saying it, it's going to come to fruition. Your behaviors are why you will never change, and you will look for the change outside of you. Your lack of qualities, you have no qualities, all right? None, all right? That's just how it is. Last time I'm going to, all right, next time I'm going to answer this one, but next time, there you go. You put a Q in there. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let me answer this for you. This is what I don't understand about you surface dwellers, you new guys. Tell me, how hard is life? How hard is life? Life is not fucking hard. This is why y'all lose, because y'all have this false sense. I want you to answer the question. What about life is hard? Please answer that question. I will get back to you. I need you to answer that question for me. Please educate my loser ass and let me know what is wrong and what is so hard about life. Please do that. 105 says, hey, Steve, there's a difference between showing her why you and showing off. Wait a second. Why would I want to show off in front of a woman? I don't understand the question. What is showing off to do? It's a lie. You should never show off. But I'm waiting for this guy right here to go ahead and answer that question. Let me know, please. What is so hard and tough about life, please? And I will continue as I'm going on. See, most of you guys out here are always looking at these weak actions or reactions, and y'all are trying to call that change. You can stay on your ass and lie to yourself all day. You will never, ever reach change, especially trying to do it by yourself. It does not work. Well, T, yeah, T, that is, but here's the thing. Life is not hard. But if you're a man with a lot of femininity, that's a problem. So, Steve, life is hard when I tell myself life is hard. Well, again, you're not telling me what's hard. You made a statement, so stand on. I like to know what's so hard. What is so hard about life? What is so hard about talking to a woman? What is so hard about leaving a woman? Please, what's I like to know. Someone needs to tell me or teach me, because I'm very ignorant. I don't know what's hard about shit. What is so hard about these things? What is hard? You guys will get a high when you try to change from the outside, but as soon as the high wears the fuck off, you are still going to go back to the regular you, because then you will start to become a addictive person by keep trying to wear what's in style, because that makes you think you're going to get a woman. But everything y'all are doing is about women. Every move that you're making is about women, and that's what we're trying to get you to avoid. Area code 614. I'm sure the line's working down. I'm sorry about today. 614, sir, how can I help you? What's up?
What's going on, brother? I just wanted to comment. Hey, I called him before, too. We spoke. Do you remember?
No, where's your question, sir? What's up? Okay, I guess the motherfucker hung up. Anyway, as I was saying, just is weird. That was pretty fucking weird. There's no such thing as getting out there and changing. There's just people that do or don't do shit. That's it. There's no such thing as being friendly and lovable and shit like that. It's just something that somebody is around certain people. You don't have to be that way around everybody. So I don't understand. But why are y'all looking for something that you're not going to find? Because you guys that want to change are changing because in your mind, everything that's happening to you is something that is going to be harmful to you. Because your mindset is less than ideal. Because you guys are looking at changing yourselves to make better decisions when it comes to women and have better actions when it comes to women. And what most of you guys don't even want to be honest about, all this shit y'all do is about women. Everything you do and everything you try to do is actually about women, and that's a shame. You want to change for a woman, that's a shame. You want to be something else because of a woman, that's a shame. And there's no productivity in you. You're not doing everything. Bad habits, being lazy, not being a student of the game, but you just like the fact that you like somebody and shit. This shit doesn't make any sense. Just doesn't make any sense. And so many of you guys fail at not changing. Well, you win at not changing. You can never, ever change yourself, gentlemen. Cannot do it. Won't work. 267, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. I just had a question on, like, the I do versus the I am. So, like, I can understand what the I do is and what I
sure
do every day.
Sure. Let me turn the music. Hold on 1 second. Let me keep talking a little bit. Let me turn the music down. All right, what's your question, brother? What is that you want to know?
All right, Steve. So I'm just trying to understand, like, the I do versus the I am. So I understand the idea of the I do, like, how it isn't connected to who you are. The actions that you do aren't really connected. You can see the I do, but how do you see the I am?
Who says you got to see the I am? And you can see it, but who says you have to see either one of those things? Because you're not looking at doing them. You're not looking at seeing those things. I don't understand the question.
Like, I'm trying to put, like, it into perspective. Like, I understand the idea. That's like me drinking alcohol or me smoking or something. That's not based on who I am. But then again, like, what is the I am? What is that?
It's a fact. All right, you were talking about smoking. Am I correct?
Yes, Steve.
Okay. So you just hate your fucking self. That's all. You can't reach something that you hate and despise. You wanna put poison. If you were smoking, I'll give you an example. If you're smoking, you want to put poison in your body.
No, that was
that is gonna have a repercussion when you get older. So you can't have an I am when you're putting poison in your body. Because you're harming yourself. Well, I'm giving you an example. I'm sorry. That's a very loser example. So let's try another one. Give me a different example, please.
I try on different clothes. Like,
what is your clothes got to do with you? What are you trying on clothes have to do with you?
Nothing.
So I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. What is putting clothes on got to do with anything?
Second, I do. But like,
yeah,
I'm trying to connect the dots between like the I do and then the I am.
You can't connect something when you're not a student of the game. I don't know why you're trying to connect something when you're not a student of the game, big dog. You're not my student. So you can do what all the other surface dwellers do. You're trying to figure out something that you don't even know what's about. You're trying to figure out something that is not even on your mind's pay grade or level.
Okay.
How do you make cereal?
You get the cereal. Take it out the box.
Nope, already failed. Why is that a fail?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, let me tell you why it's a fail. Because the how you get cereal is by telling yourself, I'm hungry and I want cereal. That's the I am. Then you go into the fucking kitchen and do what you're about to tell me. That's the I do. That's why you can't reach any part of the game, because your mindset is stuck on an I do. I asked you how you get cereal, and you're telling me you got to go into the kitchen, and that's why you're losing. This is why you need your puzzle pieces. This is why I keep telling you guys, everything fucking connects. The best way to make cereal or to do anything starts with the communication, sir, that you have with yourself. But yet you're too busy looking at the actions of things. Even in what you're looking at, you're trying to change your identity. You're trying to attack your ego, and you can't attack that motherfucker. You're saying that to the ego in your fucking mind that all your habits, all your assumptions, all your beliefs, all your values, and everything that you created up to the point where you're listening to me tell you something different, you think you can go in that motherfucker and defeat that thing. You can't do that. You can't do that. In order to change, or in order to recognize in the cereal analogy here, is before you get and do cereal, you must recognize you want to eat cereal before you go out and do whatever it is you're doing to make the cereal. Still don't understand that, huh? Still
I'm
don't get it, dude. What is it, but what?
I get it. I realize that I have to become a student again. I already got my puzzle pieces. I've tried it like 4 times.
But then, you have failed because you don't even see, you're just doing it to do it. You don't even see the why behind why you're doing it. Because you're not doing the first level of game, and that is communicate with yourself, man. You're not even communicating with yourself.
All right, Steve. I'm not gonna work on anything. I realize that I can't do it by myself, so I'm gonna get assistance from you.
It's up to you. I'm just showing you why it hasn't worked for yourself. Once you're a student of once you become a student of the game, and I ask you how to make cereal, bitch, I make cereal when I decide on wanting cereal. That's how I make cereal. I've got to decide that that's what I want to do. And that's why I keep trying to tell you, when you want cereal, that's exactly what you're doing. It's just it's happening so fast, you don't have time to think, because by the time you lift your fucking foot up and go towards the kitchen, you've already told yourself, I want cereal. And that then moves with your behaviors to go into that kitchen to get what you want. Or not get what you want, because if there's no cereal in there, you will do something else. But the one thing that kills what's going on with you is there's no judgment. You're not judging the cereal. You're not judging the milk. You're not judging the bowl or anything. You're just getting cereal in your mind from an I am perspective. Does that make any sense?
Steve, so what I've gotten so far is that you communicate with yourself what you want, and then you go for it regardless of what the outcome is. There's no failure because doing it.
Ready for this? There's no failure because there's no outcome. There's no failure when there's no outcome. And the reason why there's no outcome, because I don't give a fuck about the outcome, because the outcome doesn't define me. I don't care if the fucking woman is down or she's not. That shit doesn't, I don't give a flying fuck, because I am not my outcome, nor do I live in a space where the outcome is going to define me for what the fuck I am. Your outcome kind of is like your action, your end result. I'm not trying to change who I am. Who I am should be perfect to me. Well, who I am is perfect to me. But if you're overweight, who you are should be perfect to you. You should not be ashamed of your weight, your car, your house. You shouldn't be ashamed of any of those things. Because how dare you allow a woman to dictate what you need to be as a man? That is fucking crazy. Does that make sense, sir? You have any other questions?
Yes, Steve. This is kind of why this is different from the topic, but it still connects. But you mentioned the idea of evolution instead of change at some point. I'm not sure if it was you, but
I'm taught, yes. What about it?
Evolution versus change. What is like the core? What is the core difference?
It's an I am versus an I do. What are you talking about? You're asking me the same question a different way. What What is it that you want to hear? It's like you're trying to force me to give you an answer that you want to hear. I'm just telling you what the fuck you need to know. Why are you asking me the same question differently?
I got you, Steve. I got you, Steve.
No, you don't get me at all because you don't get yourself. You don't understand yourself. Because you're listen. You're trying to change, right? Right?
Yes, Steve.
Right. And again, that's why you fail. If you've been listening to the show. But not only are you trying to change as a fail, if you'd like to know why, I can break that down easily, because I did that in the beginning if you were paying attention. But who the fuck are you changing for?
Other people.
Of course you are. And that's why you'll always be a loser, and I say that with love. You know those other people you want to change for don't give a fuck about you? You know that? You think they give a fuck about you?
Okay. No.
I'm going to ask you a simple question. That's a yes or no.
No, I don't. No, they're too focused.
So they don't give a fuck about you. Why do you give a fuck about them?
There's no logical reason.
How old are you?
18.
Are you 6 years old when you can't answer a fucking question?
No, I said there's no logical reason for it.
There's a reason why you do everything, big dog. I'm not a fucking idiot, man. Why don't you just say I'm weak as fuck and I'm scared of women? Why don't you just be honest and say I'm scared and I'm weak and I'm soft? And I don't have a spine, and I ain't got no balls. I have no self-worth, and I'm insecure and emotional like a woman. Why don't you just say that? I respect that more if you're honest with yourself. But telling me, well, I just say, don't give me that shit. I'm telling you what you are. And you don't even see it, do you?
I see it.
You don't even see what you are. No, don't fucking believe me. It's not about believe me. Fuck what I say. I'm trying to get you to fucking be honest with yourself through your communication. Scared. Worried. Rejected. Failing. Just no fucking, no self-esteem, no self-worth. What's the problem here? Why can't you just be honest and say, that's my problem? I'm sorry, what was that? I can't hear you.
I'm not sure, because I don't have any respect for myself.
Well, this is, wait. Please. Don't talk to me like you're a little 4-year-old child that got his toy taken away. Speak the fuck up like a man, dog. This is your problem.
All right.
What, am I supposed to feel sorry because you're all sad and shit right now? Fuck that. I'm trying to wake you the fuck up.
Because I keep lying to myself. That's what it is, Steve.
Well, I know you. Yeah, finally. Yes, you are keep lying to yourself. But through those lies and this false thing called change, that's why you're always fucking rejected, embarrassed, humiliated, ridiculed, criticized, and judging your fucking self all the time because you feel you're not good enough. And not only that you don't feel like you're good enough, you want to be good for somebody. Tell me, why do you want to be good for somebody else? Why is that?
Because I don't feel good for myself.
Why?
Like, it's harder to,
Why? All right. Okay, but wait. Why don't you feel good about yourself?
Because I don't feel accomplished. Like, I haven't accepted myself.
You don't feel accomplished in what area don't you feel accomplished in?
In all of the areas. I haven't accepted myself.
No. You have accepted yourself. That's the lie. See, you don't even realize it. You have accepted yourself. What makes you think you haven't accepted? You have accepted yourself. You don't see it?
No.
I'm sorry?
I don't see it, Steve.
Well, okay. You have accepted that you don't have confidence. You have accepted that you don't have a self-image. You have accepted that you don't have any identity to yourself. You accepted that you don't have any self-concept of what you are. You've accepted all these things. This is exactly what you've accepted. And that's your truth. So I'm lost here. What do you mean you haven't accepted yourself? You have. And you're actually, congratulations, you're changing. You're evolving. Did you know that? You're evolving.
How?
Because a loser can always be a bigger fucking loser. So you're evolving. You're just going the other way. You are evolving in everything you want, but you're doing it the exact opposite way. Because you don't believe in your fucking self. Are you going to say anything, or are we just going to have dead air?
So how do you start believing in yourself? Because you have to understand yourself before you believe in yourself.
Well, you don't understand yourself, do you?
I don't understand myself. How do I do that?
Because you choose not to learn yourself, man. All you weak-ass guys, and I say this with love, you guys always start out with these fake good intentions, just like y'all going to do them in 2 months. And 2 months and probably a few days, you're going to wait for a fucking ball to come from New York or wherever the fuck you at, and you're going to wait for that bitch to come down. And with your good intentions, you are going to sit back and lie to your motherfucking self again. Because you are not doing anything whatsoever to be a better man. Okay? Last question. I'll get back to the show. Any other questions, sir?
No, Steve. I'm okay. Thank you.
Why are you so defeated? Why are you so sad?
I'm not defeated. I just understand that there's like so much more to work on. Like I've been lying to myself this entire time, telling myself that I've been making progress, but in reality, like I haven't really communicated with myself.
Guys,
a lot of the questions you said, I just did not know what to say because I haven't asked myself these questions.
And the progress you're making is you're in the middle of a ocean. And the progress you're making is poking the holes in your boat and grabbing water from the outside of the boat and you're dumping it in the boat. That's the progress you're making.
So how do you make sure that you're making meaningful progress then, right?
All right, you understand that's a losing statement?
Why?
Because you're talking from the I do.
Yeah.
Why do you care? See, It's like you're the guy that wants muscle, and then you go to the gym and work out for a week, and then you're in the mirror and saying, well, why don't I have any muscle? Why is my muscle not cock diesel? I'm in the gym. I'm doing everything that everybody else is doing. But why can't I have the muscles?
All right, Steve. I'll get back with you at some point. I'll figure
all
out.
All right, stand up. We'll throw you back in. Thanks for the call, guys. You want to call in? We got y'all covered. This is the man, my Sam Medine. Class is in session with Breaking Down Game. It's a great call, sir. Appreciate the call. But this is what I'm saying to y'all guys, man. This is why y'all fuck up all the time. Because game doesn't make you put a spotlight on the shit that's holding you back. You guys are putting a spotlight on change. You guys are putting a spotlight on, I've got to get this thing to happen fast. See, when you become a student of the game, you will start doing this weird thing by eliminating bad behavior. Because through the tutelage of a mentor, he is going to show you how to find this weird thing that is a conscious killer called willpower. Everything that you have developed right now and all those bad feelings that you have right now, you created that shit. Nobody, you didn't wake up in this world with how you feel. Everything you're looking at right now, you created it. You created it. And y'all don't even understand. You create everything that's going on in your life. Or not. But you create it. Because the only way you can understand you is by learning you. But you're not looking at the you that you should be. You're learning like fake stuff. You're looking at things outside of yourself to define who you are, and that is a shame. What a shame. Y'all got to be better than that. I think you are better than that. I believe in you guys. Let me bring this call. Air code 919. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? It's Tyler. I just wanted to call. I actually had a question regarding the topic. However, the question that I have is also tied into the product that I got called the List, and I'm not sure how much of it that I can actually talk about.
What is your question there, outside of the product question? What is your question, man?
So it's essentially you don't change, but you're always evolving. However, I want to get a little bit of guidance onto like where to go in terms of like what do I want to do in life.
I don't know, brother. I can't read your fucking mind and know what the fuck you like. What do you mean? What do you do?
That's fair. All right. So right now, my biggest goal in front of me right now is just to get my own home, right? But that's not
why.
Really,
How old are you?
I'm 28, looking to become a homeowner soon.
So, what is getting a home supposed to do?
It's give me some type of stability, so I don't have to, you know.
So you don't have any stability? Are you living in an apartment right now?
Well, no, I'm actually living with my family. There's stability there.
You're 28 years old. Why are you a 28-year-old man living with his fucking family?
Mistakes through life, man. You know how life goes.
No, choices. Stop that shit. Why do y'all always want to throw this fucking mistake shit in the... Why can't you just own that you made choices, dog? What do you mean mistakes? Give me what you humans call a mistake. What is a mistake?
Okay. Well, I could. Your definition and my definition could definitely be different, but I look at it like this: when you make a choice and it looks good from the jump, but then you know stuff might happen, things that you
like
might
what?
Not be expecting.
All right, sir. Wait, hold on, sir. I like what you're saying, but can you be more open and let us know, because we can't read your fucking mind. What are you talking about? What looks good from an outside? What is that? What are you talking about?
So, okay, my choice to get a vehicle, right? So I got a vehicle, and let's say that you get this loan from the bank, right? And then you have a job, but then something happens.
What kind of vehicle did you get? What kind of vehicle did you get, and how much did it cost?
It's a Jeep, and it's like $21,000.
Okay.
Right? So I made
why are you buying, or why are you putting money in a car when you're living with your fucking family?
Because I have to be able to get to and from work.
So there's no bus line out there? So wait, there's no bus line out there?
No, I live out in
where
North
you live, there's no bus line.
No,
I'm sorry?
I don't live in a city. I don't live in a city.
So why get a $21,000 car when you can get a car for $3,000 or something like that?
Because I need a car that's actually going to survive for like the next couple of years, Steve. Like it's an investment.
Wait a second.
But then,
so wait, let me ask you a question. Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Who takes you to work?
I do now.
Before then?
My brother.
How old is your brother?
Like 23. 24.
Why is that motherfucker?
Like that.
Does he live with you too? Does he live in the same house as you?
Yeah, we all live together.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Is your mom and dad together?
My biological father, no.
Okay. So why the fuck, whoever man is that, why is that? Why is that man who owns that house let y'all live with him?
That's a question that I can't answer.
Well, this is a question you might need to ask him. Why do you understand? So your 23-year-old brother was driving you to work.
I was actually trying to call in and ask.
Huh? I'm sorry, what?
I said this is going far left from what I was calling in to ask.
Well, no, you can ask what you want, but I'm going to show you why whatever you're asking is going to connect to this. But you know what? Hey, look, I'll put this aside because watch this. I'm sure whatever you're going to ask is going to have everything to do with what we're talking about right now. So I'll shut up. What is your question?
Again, it's not really a question. It's just I'm just.
What is your fucking question, man? I'm asking you nicely. What is your question?
I didn't call in with the question, Steve. I called in with the request.
What is the request? What is your request?
I just want to be able to see things from a different angle. What I'm doing and where I'm going from a different.
Wait. That's your request?
No, I have to be. All right. So can I be frank? All right. So if I can be frank, then what I'm actually saying is, the house is a goal, but it's not me, right? The job is a goal, but it's not me. My question is, okay, where am I at right now in my life? It's not where when I look in the mirror, I know I should be. When I talk to myself in the mirror, it's like, bro, this is not where you're supposed to be. It's just a step on the journey. So it doesn't give me fulfillment when I get the house. Just like when I got the car, it didn't give me fulfillment. My thing is, okay, where does it come from? Because I don't, like, that's why I asked about the list. Because the list says, you know, you said you have to be at 100. Whatever you do, it has to be at 100. The desire has to be at 100.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're going to fail. So it's like, okay, well, I get the house, but it's not fulfilling me. Okay, so what does? And I ask myself, what does? And I can give myself these answers that I believe will fulfill me, but ultimately they do not. So my question is, how, what am I doing wrong? Or how am I looking at it the wrong way to where I'm not able to give myself a definite answer as to what it is that I truly want to go
Are
for?
You not looking at the, is the house an I am or an I do, sir?
It's an I do.
Is the car an I am or an I do?
It's an I do.
So then don't you see only, how simple that is?
Well, Steve, again, I said that those things are not, they're not me, that they don't fulfill me. The only part of the ID that's attached to those things is the fact that I busted my ass and got this shit. Why? Because I was hustling. I got myself up and disciplined myself to go to work every day.
Okay, why would you get a house in an expensive car when you could get an apartment that's near a bus line?
Well, when I look at, for me, when I look at a place where I can lay my head, that's a house to me. Like, I don't care for much, too much for the verbatim. So a house to me is a place I can go and lay my head at. That's mine.
Whether you can lay your fucking head at an apartment. What's the difference?
It's the same thing to me. It's a home to me. My word is different, so I apologize. So an apartment at the minimum. Thinking minimum here, apartment. Even if I got the apartment, it doesn't fulfill me. It doesn't, it's not, okay, what's next? That's what I'm thinking right now. Okay, the apartment's coming. The car's here. The apartment's coming. What is it that's actually going to bring me happiness and joy? Not in the I do, but the I am for me is the journey that you go through to get there, looking internally.
What kind of, bullshit are you telling yourself? That's fucking bullshit you're saying. The journey.
That's what I'm asking for.
The journey is still a fucking I do.
I'm listening.
I don't understand. You're 28 years old. You're 28 years old, and you live with your fucking parents.
Yes, there's been a lot of things that I've tried out in life, a lot of experiences that I've had.
Look, I got to hold your hand like you're a fucking kindergartner. What things have you tried out in life, dude? I cannot read your fucking mind. The guys that's listening to me cannot read your mind. So what the fuck are you talking about? What have you tried out in your life?
I went to help open the church. I went to go get my CDL.
Stop right there. Let's take one thing at a time. Why the fuck are you opening up a church?
Well, I help open up a church. It's not mine. I just help.
But why'd you help?
Because I was just around. I saw that there was a place.
Because you were around. Oh, my God. You were a mark. You were gullible. Why would you build a church? Fuck that. Why would you do that crazy shit?
I just helped open it. Like, I just helped open it.
Why? But I'm asking you, why waste your time?
At that point in my life, which was a couple of years ago, there's a book that I read called Outwitting the Devil. And in the book, the guy who
Okay, you read a book and it made you want to help someone with a church?
Just hear me out, Steve, please. That's all I'm asking. Just hear me out for a second. So in the book, the quote-unquote devil is saying, this is how I win against people who drift, because I put them in a situation to where they don't know, they don't have any direction, and so they just drift through life. And once that happens, I'm good. I can move on to the next victim. My point is, all this stuff that I'm doing, I look at it as I'm just drifting. Like you said, why would you do that? That's a waste of your time. I'm already aware of that. It's just drifting.
Wait, so you're 26 years old. You said you were like 26 years old when you did this. You're a grown goddamn man.
No.
So you didn't drift. So why would you help open the church?
Because I felt like it was going to give me purpose. You know what I mean? Like ask them.
I do. Is that not an I do?
It is. And you know what, Steve? Everything that I'm doing, it's like, okay, what's the value from this? When I say everything, I'm looking at my, like, at the end of the day, I look at almost everything like that. Where's the value in it? Like, what is it going to,
There is no, you're right, because there is no value. That's why you shouldn't be doing this shit.
Okay, what about my CDL? Like, that's a potential career, but, you know, I'm not on the road right now.
Your CDL is to get a job. What does your CDL got to do with anything? That's just to get you more money. What does that have to do with anything? I don't understand. Going for a CDL is different than building a church or opening over the church. You understand that?
All right, so let me bring it around again. So on the list, granted, I listened to it for the first time today. I went through it for the first time today at work, but I'm gonna go back and listen to it again so I can understand more the intricacies of it. However, what I'm saying is what you said on the list about, you know, some things might be out of 20 to 30, some things might be out of 30 to 50 or 70 to 99.
Yep.
You got those that are at 100. Those things that are at 100. See, I'm trying to figure out what is it that I can put to 100, because I'm trying to search myself now.
Brother, the only fucking thing that you could put 100% into is you. That's it. Anything else you put into is outside of yourself.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So can you down that part for me where you said the only thing that you can put out 100 is you? Because I'm sitting here thinking when I was listening to you, like, okay, so I assume from what you had said in the messages, like, or the products, that your 100 was like learning the game. See what I'm saying? But that's still what
No. That wasn't my 100 is learning the game. My 100 is learning me through game.
Okay. I'm listening. Could you break that down a little bit for me?
Game taught my 9-year-old little bitch ass that I had to do something that the average guy doesn't do, and that is calibrate my internal compass to keep me pointing north. I had no care whatsoever about anybody else. Fuck them. I am not that kumbaya, let's help people and do this and help people and do that. Fuck no. I was out for one motherfucking person, and that is me. Okay? Because once I got my compass calibrated, it led me to being able to self-discover things in me versus look at the world like y'all look at that shit. I can't look at the world like that. Because then I aligned me to what I want to do for me, not for anybody else, because I don't give a fuck about anybody else. But yes, I give to over 10 organizations around Christmas, because that to me is my balance of game that you would learn in these societies. So you just can't take shit without giving back in some type of capacity. But even though I give to charity organizations, I still don't give a fuck about them. Just something I choose to do. Anyway, but what I'm saying is that through calibrating myself through my mentor, okay, he was able to show me how to find self-satisfaction, to know my words, my thoughts, my needs, me. I am out here that I must serve one motherfucking person, and that is me. I am not here to serve anybody else in front of me, but I can help somebody out behind me. You see what I'm saying?
All right. Now, can I ask a quick question? Because everything you're saying, I'm listening. But all right. So the reason why I say mistakes, right, is because when – I spent so much. Okay, now the difference between you and I when we were younger was I was just deceived to be drawn away from who I was, and now I'm trying to come back to who I am, right?
My mom tried to coddle my ass too. So what are you talking about? My mother tried to coddle me. My mother wanted to fucking fix my meals. She wanted to fold my fucking clothes, do my laundry, and all that shit. But I never let her. So just because someone is trying, just because mom's always around trying to do shit doesn't mean I let her do that shit. So what are you talking about? I understand what you mean by what you're saying.
Well, like, because I was a wild child in school. Like, I was just fucking buck wild. But I was still doing my homework. I was still a fucking intelligent person. However,
I was a wild
like,
child. Okay, so was I. I was a wild ass motherfucker, fucking girls and doing shit. Don't be doing this to guys. That was just me as a child. But yeah, but I was a wild motherfucker. So what's your point?
Well, I'm saying like the defang and the declaw is for me when I understand like when I hear that from you, like when you say people become defanged and declawed, it's you're taking you take from the I am and you become the I do, and you no longer look at yourself from the inside out.
You don't know. Okay, brother, this is what you don't understand, and this is why we are the only ones that say you do not know about your I am until you started talking to me. You didn't know about your core until you talking to me. So you thought what you were doing was your I am. You didn't know about your I ams or your core.
Yes.
You didn't know that shit until
yes.
you got with me. So what are you
right.
talking about? What do you mean was taken from you? You wasn't living in an I am. All your life you've been living in an I do.
Right. Because
and because you've been living in
you.
An I do and not an I am all your life, you then thought your I do was your I am. And that's what led you to your I won'ts and I can'ts. You didn't even
right.
didn't know about the I ams and I do's, big dog. You didn't know about that stuff.
Well, I look at it like this. You put a label on something that I knew internally. I just couldn't understand or describe it, right? I couldn't decipher this shit. I was like, why the fuck am I doing these things and they don't bring me fulfillment or satisfaction? I don't feel proud of the work that I'm
okay,
doing.
Okay, all right.
Which
all
is
right,
why.
All right. Wait. When that deacon or pastor suckered your ass to help him open that church, if you didn't find fulfillment in that shit, why didn't you tell him to fuck off? Or if you didn't find fulfillment in that, why didn't you make a contract with him and say, I'm going to get 10% of your earnings? Whatever you get, whatever,
no.
Okay, you get 10% from the church, so I want 1% of your 10% for helping you open up this fucking church. Wouldn't you get satisfaction then? I understand.
No.
If you didn't get fulfillment and satisfaction, why the fuck did you do the shit you did?
Because like you said, like to be honest with you, Steve, a lot of the stuff that you're saying is you're bringing light on shit that I had to ignore because I didn't know a way to answer my own questions.
That's fine. I can give you that. I give you that. That's fine. I'm listening.
Yeah, because like I said, like that's the reason I'm 28 and I'm still at the house is because all the things that I had to fight against, like people say, well, you should do this, you should do that. Well, how about you consider this?
Wait. You're 28. Have you ever seen Charlie Brown? You ever seen Charlie Brown, those cartoons?
Mm-hmm. No, sir. I thought
when they were in class, how did the teacher sound when they were in class?
I heard that. Womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, womp, 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 womp. So I'm sorry. What is all this people telling me to do shit? What is that? What do you mean? A loss.
All right. So you know how you say the surface dwellers, the reason why the people are on the red pill are fucked up is because they go to teachers that they think are teachers, but they're actually fucking them over. That was people making
okay.
suggestions on my decisions. Because I didn't know any better.
Who
like, okay,
was
well,
making?
They,
all right. Who was making? Who? Tell me. Who was the people that were making decisions for you?
Fucking coaches, guidance counselors, my parents, my peers.
Okay. Listen. There's nothing wrong with the guidance counselor giving you information. There's nothing wrong with your parents giving you information. There's nothing wrong with people giving you information. Information is okay. It's good to get. But. You take what you need from it. You know, like when
yeah.
we eat food, okay? When we eat food, right? Doesn't our body
yeah.
take what we need from the food and get rid of the rest as waste, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't understand why you were asking people for, What position were you in where people were just telling you what to do? I don't understand. Where is that coming from? I don't understand.
It comes from me. I guess it's like when I was growing up, like throughout life, like I just wanted somebody to tell me I was doing the right thing.
But why? What was someone telling you to do the right thing supposed to do for you?
it was supposed to, I guess, help me get to live a good life, you know?
What is a good, I don't understand, what is a good life?
For me, a good life is freedom, but I realize, like, we're already free people. We just choose to be enslaved.
Yeah, all right, I see that. I can't knock that. That was fucking real. That was real, yeah.
So when
but
I
it
make
still doesn't make
decision,
any sense.
What,
I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying, like, when I came to that realization, it created a lot of friction with the direction that I was going and the direction I felt I should be heading. And so that would cause issues, whether it be with, like, you know, career or with, like, my relationships and things like that. So that's why I feel like
what
I'm
relationships? Wait. Why is your what relationships are you talking about? With your family? A woman? What relationships?
Yeah, like with my family and people who thought that they could, you know, give me those, you know, like.
But why do you care about your family like that? I don't understand. Why do y'all guys let your? Let me tell you something, and I must listen. I'm not saying your family is bad, okay? So please understand this, and all y'all that listen to me, please understand what I'm saying is your family's not bad. They're fucking evil. They're selfish-ass motherfuckers that want to put themselves first and get what they want out you and discard you like fucking trash. But I don't get why you guys allow your family to bully you, tell you what you should be doing. I don't know. Wait, let me ask you a question. So when you work your job, are you giving your pay? How much are you paying for rent right now?
Right now, I'm paying nothing.
Are you working right now?
They know right now, okay, he's trying to get out. So let him go ahead and save his bread up and move out.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, dude?
Wait, so that's a bad thing?
All right. Well, let me tell you. Okay. So when I'm going to tell you. Remember this? I don't know if you remember this. So there was a story where a cool guy I used to hang out with. His woman wanted to fuck me. And the reason what happened was, it happened a few times. It happened to my first cousin. It happened, now this is my first cousin, and it happened to one of my good friends that I was always transitioned. Like when you get an apartment, like when you move from one apartment to another one, sometimes at the end of the month, that apartment is not ready. So you got to wait a few days for them to get that apartment ready for you to go in there. So there was a transition period in these scenarios that I had to, I didn't want to stay with no chick. So I asked my boy or my first cousin, same thing. I said, look, I just want to just stay on your couch. I'll pay rent. I'll buy food and give you gas money. See how I did? That's what honorable motherfuckers do. Because I don't want to live for free. But all I ask of you guys, and I promise, are you going to feel any kind of way if women come here? Now, again, I will not allow anybody in your house to, because that's disrespectful. But I just wanted to let you know, is it okay? Because there are going to be women coming by that is either going to pick me up and drive me around, give me their car, or whatever. And you know, in both times, it's okay. It's cool. So then the wife of my boy started recognizing that I was fucking not what she thought I was. The door was always knocking. Who's at the door? Oh, can I see Steve? Oh, my gosh. She started to know. She's like, wow, Steve, you sure got a lot of women. And I never tried to fuck you. I tell you, never drop up. But what happened was they got in an argument, and she said, well, if you walk out that house, I'm going to take my clothes off in front of Steve, and I had to leave that situation. What I'm saying is, that's the situation. But what I'm saying is what did I say? I'm going to pay some rent, some food, and gas, because that's what honorable men do. You don't just sit under your parents' thing and not be responsible enough, which means is even though you're saving money, you need to give that money away. Part of that money is not yours. You're too goddamn grown to be living under someone's roof for free, sir. You're too old.
Yeah, okay, I got you on that one.
You're way too old. Even if they don't want you to, you offer it because that's what mature men do. How many years have you been living with your parents for?
It's been an in and out thing.
What do you mean in and out, sir?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you know, I would go out and, like I said, I moved into a whole new city when I opened the church. I was out there for a year. I came back because the church was, it wasn't what I thought it was. I went out to go drop CDL.
Wait a second. Why did you leave to go to the church in the first place?
Because I felt like out in that city that I moved to, there were more opportunities for me to get out and grow and start to become that man that I wanted to become.
So what does that got to do with the church then?
The church was just like a byproduct of me being out there. Because the guy that I moved out there with, he was the bishop. So, I mean, he was like, hey, man, listen, you know, you got a good head on your shoulders. You're really smart. You got a lot of insight to the spiritual world. So how about this? And, would you want to help me open up a church? You know, I feel like the youth around here could definitely use some leadership from a person of likewise age. You know what I'm saying? So I was like,
He ran game on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He ran another game on your ass. He got ran another game on you. Because you was open. No foundation.
Hindsight of 2020.
Well, no, because you say you've been in and out. So this is not the first time you've been gone. So what's the other time that you left and you had to come back?
You know, arguments with the parents, you know, just being rebellious. Saying, hey, you know what, I want to make my own.
What, tell me an argument you had with your parents that made you leave.
So it will start off, okay, well, Tyler, you know, what are you trying to do? And it's like, well, I'm trying to figure that out because every time I ask myself what I want
to
do.
What do you mean by that?
So like for the last 10 plus years, I've been trying to find financial freedom. And so go into different endeavors.
My God, why do y'all motherfuckers with no money, no ambition, why do you want to move to the front of the line looking for financial freedom when you can't even pay a fucking bill? What is this whirlwind of I want to be financially free, but I can't pay a fucking bill and live by myself? How do you think you'd be financially free and you don't have a car or an apartment? How do you become financially free?
When I was like 15, Steve, I told myself, I don't want to work for another man. Like, I don't. Like, I want to be able to find a way to where I can.
Well, guess what? Let me tell you what life says. You need to work for a motherfucker. So all those little, I don't want to work for a man dreams. No.
But Steve, right now you work for yourself.
Wait, let me tell you different. The difference is, unlike you, when I sucked at marbles when I was like fucking 7 years fucking old, I couldn't hit the marble correctly and shit, and I was getting my bitch ass knocked the fuck down. And my parents wouldn't give me no fucking any money for marbles. I said, I'm gonna go work for that shit. I'll go cut some grass or bag some groceries to get more marbles to get my ass kicked to keep doing the same process over. I'm a fucking hustler. I hustle. I don't tell myself I don't want to work for anybody. I hustle. Because my mind is that I want this thing called streams of fucking income. I have no problem working for somebody. I like that shit. What you can't say what you and I were doing is the same thing. Because I didn't go with this, I don't want to work for anybody before type bullshit. I said that I'm going to be doing whatever the fuck I'm doing and still work my hustle on the side, man. So what are you talking about?
Even if I got to get it out the mud.
I don't want any fucking handouts. I still got my little children's book I got sealed in there, Adventures of Frisky the Ferret, with Honey Bunny, Kiki the Squirrel, Ollie Owl, Sneaky Snake, No, it's Ollie Alligator, Tinky the Squirrel, Hooter Owl, and his little ferret friends. But I'm saying to you, I'm saying to you is, why do y'all motherfuckers think that you have this grand idea, I can be lazy as fuck and be, and have my own shit?
Because these days, that's what they do to bring in the young people. It's like, hey, listen, if you want to do this, then
no, it's
us.
Not. No,
like,
no. It's what you allow them to do. You're too. Okay, how old were you when that minister lied to you? How old were you?
It was like 2-3 years ago. But when it comes to like the business,
you're
stuff,
25.
I was like,
you're telling me now. Listen, I understand. I understand if you're 4 years old. And a guy walks up to you, well, hi, little fella. Well, you know what? I lost my cat, Muffins. Can you come to my van and help me find Mr. Muffins, please? I get that if you're 4, 5, or 6. You're a 25-year-old motherfucker. Are you telling me you are that gullible, naive, and disillusioned for a reverend like, yo, brother, praise God, Jesus, Lord, and Savior, all this other stuff. Well, why don't you just come on with me? So you help me build up this fucking temple. Are you serious?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I've been for a long time, Steve. Like, that's why I'm still at where I'm at, and I'm just trying to fix that shit. Like, I'm well aware of it.
But the problem is you're trying to fix it. That's why you can't fix it. This is what I'm saying. This is why you can't fix it.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna ask you, how do you make cereal? How do you make cereal?
Well, as you ask the other dude, you tell yourself, I'm hungry, I want some cereal.
Yes, you have to tell yourself that, right? So are you telling yourself anything? No. You're not saying anything to yourself.
Well, the stuff that I was saying to myself, you're saying I was being deceived, I was being gullible.
Because what
like,
you were saying
to
yourself came from a weakness of outside of yourself, man. In order to have game, you must have a compass. In order to get the compass, you got to be under a teacher to show you how to build your compass. Because that's the only thing that's going to keep you right in the wind, the rain, and everybody else. It's going to keep you down the straight and narrow.
Now, all right. Now, hear me out on this one, Steve, because I agree with that. That's why I listen to you now. I've only listened to you for about a year. But in this last year, my things have changed. But even back then, I was like, okay, I can't follow everybody's leadership because some people are just fucking ridiculous. However,
but I'm not telling you, okay. Come on, dude. That's what I understand. In the year you've been listening to me, have you ever heard me say, be like me?
No.
Let me be your cult leader on top of the pyramid, and you guys worship me. Have I said that in a year? Ever?
No, you haven't. Yeah, you tell people.
So then,
quit.
I don't say, then what are you talking about? You've been all right, let's see who you've been following. Come on. Who have you been following? Come on. Who have you been following?
Well, growing up, I've been in the church, so I will follow leaders, spiritual leaders. When I was in one.
All right. But you know, listen. I'm not going to knock you for your parents forcing religion down your throat and you believing that. I'm not going to knock you for that because that's just a handed down story from your parents' parents' parents. So they just you just got force fed that shit. I had to go to church myself as well, and until I woke the fuck up. So I'm not gonna knock you on church, but give me something else.
So, all right. So when I was introduced to different like affiliate marketing or multi level marketing or passive income, when I wanted to have more streams of income so I could retire early. So I will listen.
So
to
you, so a guy walked up to you and gave you some magic beans, and you thought that's how you do things.
No,
you telling me instead of going through the fire, the flames, the crocodiles, and the burning volcano and ash and flames, that you can just skip along through a shortcut. Is that what you were thinking?
At that age, I didn't know any better.
25?
No. When I was introduced, when I started to want to say, when I wrote to myself, I want to be retired at this age, it was like 15. I was introduced to different business opportunities at 15. And so ever since I did that and I started to realize how the job world is, I'm like, yo, I will, like you said, I would much rather
Tell me about the job world. Tell me about the job world.
The job world, all it does is it keeps the carrot in front of your face.
No, not true.
You every 2 weeks, you constantly take
the job world doesn't put a carrot in your face. The job line puts a carrot in the face of the weak ones in the job. The job is a very beautiful cutthroat business where the strong will move up and the weak just fall behind. It's very cutthroat. And everybody at that job doesn't give a fuck about you. They just trying to get over you, walk over you while they do what they need to do. So what is so bad about the job, though?
Because why would I want to be in that type of environment when I can create my own environment?
Well, because you're creating off of no ideas, you have no talents, so why not work a job to be up under your fucking parents' roof, to be in to have your own spot, big guy?
That's the path that I'm on. So a couple years ago, what I realized was I have to go through this shit to get to the next step, to where I can actually start to have options. What I was doing growing up, Steve, was I was resisting that idea because I didn't want to work. I was like, man, fuck this shit. I was resistant to that. No.
You were lazy. Wait, you were lazy. It wasn't you didn't want to work. You were lazy. Wait, do you think you're the only one in the world that wants his own financial freedom? You think you're the only guy financial freedom? No. I think everybody wants financial freedom, and I think that's a good thing to want financial freedom. But I didn't want financial freedom. I wasn't looking for financial freedom. Because I was a hustler, motherfucker. Remember the streets, hustlers, ballers, Max Spence, players. There's a lot of things on this motherfucking street. But you got to have a hustle mentality, man. You got to fucking hustle. I used to, today, you know, if I was in high school, when I was in junior high and elementary school, you know what I would do? I wait for all the kids to eat all their candy, right, until they get down to the worst part of the candy, like the candy corns and all that nasty shit that, you know, after you eat all the good shit, you're kind of scraping down the bottom of your fucking bag trying to find some type of candy that you're like, I eat this candy corn. Then I would wait till everybody ate all their fucking candy so they were between November and December. They would have eaten all their fucking candy. So in December, I started selling the candy that I had in my bag and then took that money and then went to the grocery store and bought a bag of Blow Pops, Jolly Ranchers, and then sold that to keep flipping my money. In high school, when I was hustling that way, what I would do is I would take that money and give it to the drug dealer. I didn't know what he was doing with it. He would flip I give him 50, he'd give me 200. I give him 100, I get 300. I give him $200, I get 600. So I was always flipping money. You see what I'm saying? I'm always hustling. But you wouldn't know that because I kept that one on the low. But I'm saying, though, that's the hustling mentality, man. But you don't, okay, all right, peep this. When I was in a mailroom, right, okay, I'm going to show you where you fucked up. I would help the vice president with game. Now, wait, the vice president would use me as a gopher. I didn't even know about side cribs until I met that motherfucker. I didn't even know like big name motherfuckers had side cribs where they were fucking women on the side. I had no idea, but I was like, whoa, great idea. But I was lacing with game, right? So what he would do in turn with me is he would show me the lifestyle of, you know, some of the swingers and all that other shit. But it wasn't about the fucking. what people don't understand is business deals are done. Rich people have, and sometimes they have a library or a cigar room. And I'm talking about rich people that you get to that gated community, you got to give them your ID. They got to call you up and let you come on in and shit. And then every house is laying on acres. There's like one house here, 3 acres over is another house. It's like the house is spread out. So what those people have is a library or a cigar room, or they have the country club. Those are the three things. But the thing that gave me insight wasn't just getting the pussy. It was rubbing elbows with people that could help me along and give me more game. You see what I'm saying? That's why I did the mail clerk thing, because if you look at the mail clerk, see, I could have worked a regular job. Okay, I want you to show you a game. There are the mail clerks at the bottom. Then there's everybody else in the middle. And then there's upper management, right? Everybody in the middle doesn't fuck with upper management because they're intimidated by upper management. But as mail clerks, we touch everything. We get with everything. So the game I was doing was the hustle game to get up there to be cool with those upper motherfuckers to give me some lacing me with shit. I saw layer cake. What was that? What's up?
No. I get what you're saying, because I did that at my last job. It's just fuck the general population. I want to talk to the managers. I want to get in the manager's ears.
Well, no, but you can't just get in with the managers, because that's an exclusive. Okay, the upper management is an exclusive club. They look down on all of us. We're just peons, employees, and workers. You do your job. We don't give a fuck about you. That's just what it is. But I had to find a way to get up there to get what I fucking wanted. That was part of the hustle game. So my hustle was always talking to them, working them, feeling them out, working them, feeling them out, until they felt comfortable enough to say, Steve, oh my God, I forgot my woman's birthday. Oh, hey, you know what? Hey, don't worry about it, big guy. Is it okay if I just jump in the car, go to my car, I'll get you some flowers. You just give me an address and I'll deliver them. Really, Steve? Of course. Oh my God, I forgot this. And all I'm doing, that's hustling, brother. You got to hustle. But through working, you can learn shit, big dog. You can't just jump into, I want financial freedom. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, brother.
You know, Steve, I agree with you, because I even looked at that today when I was going over what is my 100 now. Until you told me what that was, again, I was just trying to figure out what is it that I actually want. What's the 100? What's the 100? And I even looked at, okay, financial freedom.
You should know what the, okay, but that's why you're failing. The 100 is you. That's why you're never satisfied. Okay, when you are looking at doing something outside of yourself or something for someone first, you're taken away from you. So how can you be satisfied when working outside of yourself? There's no satisfaction there.
There's not.
None. That's why you were where you're at, because you were giving yourself away freely with nothing in return. Okay, I'm a guy that got a few stocks and shit like that, nest eggs, mutual funds, blah, blah, blah. But I'm talking about mental investing. I invest my time to get a return on my motherfucking time. I don't waste my time.
Right now, the best thing that I'm doing right now for myself is just being patient and listening to audios and just being a student. And that's why I called in tonight, because
but you're not being one, because you're still at home.
Wait,
listen,
what
you're saying? What you're saying? This is what you're saying. You're saying fuck getting a raggedy ass apartment on a bad side of town. I'm just going to wait to buy me a house. You see how crazy that is? It's crazy.
Well, no, it's see, crazy. Remember, I said I use house synonymously with apartment. So I apartment was what I was thinking, but I look at home as wherever I can lay my head at. So apartment was what I was thinking.
So why don't you, okay, why don't you get, okay.
Because I live.
Why don't you have, how much your apartments were you at?
Like 8 to 1200 a month. Plus you got to have a 2 month.
Right. How much you bringing in a month? How much you bringing in a month?
To be honest with you, I don't count it, but it's probably like 3 to 4 thousand, maybe 5 thousand if I work extra overtime.
I feel like you're lying. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong.
No,
here.
I mean, now if I'm gonna be honest.
I want to get this straight. You're making $4,000 or $5,000 a month, allegedly. I'm not gonna say that's right or wrong. I'm not here to be in your financial business. But you're telling my ignorant fucking ass, you're making like $5,000 a month and you can't fucking get your own apartment.
Steve, I've only been at this job for a couple months, but this is the highest paying job I've ever had.
Dog, there's something up right here. There's something wrong here. It doesn't make any sense how you are making that much money don't have your own place, even if it's 2 months. Because you said you're saving. How long you been with your parents? You said you're saving money. So how long you been with your parents for?
About a year.
So how much money have you saved up in a year before you started this job right here? How much money have you saved up?
I mean, I had a few thousand, but again, I had a lot of shit that's probably not even here nor there. But I had a lot of shit that required money.
How can you have a lot? You're not paying rent. You're not paying for fucking food. You're not paying for utilities.
Yeah,
so where the fuck is your money going?
So that money went into repairing my credit. That money went into clearing myself of fucking judicial charges, fucking speeding tickets and shit to get my license renewed.
What judicial charges? What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, okay, so when you get a speeding ticket, you get a fucking court date, and if you don't make it to a court date, then you got to pay another fine.
How can you get a speeding ticket? You ain't got no car.
Because I was using the bishop's car. I was using the bishop's car to go to and from my previous job before this job, and I was speeding in his vehicle. And because where I was going was Greensboro, North Carolina, and where I was at was Benson, North Carolina. It was a couple hours. I was speeding on the back road. Now, that fucking ticket was in another county that I've never been aware of. Now, when I went, I didn't make it to that court date. So I had to do a failure to appear, and I had to pay those fees. So it just went to lawyer fees. It just went to fees, and it just went to repairing my credit.
I'm still low.
The money that I had saved up.
How many thousands do you accumulate in a year that you've been? Just give me a roundabout number. Give me the number.
Like,
What did you think you bought in?
I had a very bad job saving, Steve. So I would say that the highest that my savings
didn't
count.
See, there we go. What the fuck did you have, man? How much?
The most that I had at about one time was about $2,500 at one time.
Wait. Now, I know I went to math class. So let me wait. I want to get this straight. In 360 fucking 5 days of you living with your parents, you've only amounted to $2,500 saved in the bank?
No. Okay. So, no, we're talking about two different years. When we were talking about all that, I'm talking about when I was in Benson. Because I moved from Benson to my mom's house, or back to my family's house.
How long have you been living with your fucking parents right now at 28 years old? How many months or years, sir?
For about a year, about 10 to 11 months.
How much money have you saved up by being at your parents' house right now, sir?
Right now I can save as much as I need, but back then I couldn't. So because I had moved
number, please,
back
please.
From
I can't, I don't, I don't understand that. Like, how much have you saved up, sir?
Maybe like $2,000-$3,000.
In a year.
That money went into a down payment from just a few months, Steve, I was out of a job for a long time. I couldn't go to work for a long time.
Why couldn't you go to work? Why couldn't you go to work for a long time? Why couldn't you go to work?
Because when I came back from Benson, I no longer had access to a ride to get to my job, so I put myself on a leave of absence until I could coerce my parents to get me allow me to use their vehicle, which they did. So I came back from the leave of absence. I had to go back on the leave of absence because then they revoked the privilege to use the vehicle.
Why did they revoke the vehicle from you?
Because I was still making bad choices. I told myself, you know what? I have this
what
amount of money right here.
What choices were you fucking making? God damn it! What were you?
All right,
why did they revoke the car? What did you do for them to revoke the car?
Put myself back on a leave of absence.
I
put myself back on a leave of
absence. You had a car. Why did you put yourself on a leave of absence?
I put myself on a leave of absence because at that period of time, I was so disorganized and dissatisfied with where I was at in life. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I just need to spend some time to myself and really understand what it is that I want. So I put myself on a 14-day leave of absence. Due to different technicalities and circumstances at the job, that 2 weeks turned into 4 weeks. And because they had seen that I hadn't went to work in 4 weeks, they were like, okay, bro, so what are you doing? By the time I was like, okay. Let me answer, Steve. Chill. So at that time, what I was doing was I was trying to build an affiliate marketing business.
Jesus
over
Christ.
Those 2 weeks turned into 4 weeks.
Oh my God! You got to be kidding me. You're fucking with me, right? You're fucking with me.
No,
you can't be this fucking stupid. You cannot be this goddamn stupid. You just can't.
I won't say stupid, but deceived.
No, it's fucking dumb. It's worse than fucking stupid. It's like little bus, and you got a big club foot. Stupid. You're telling me your parents, who are not charging for rent, money or gas or anything, gave you the car so your lazy fucking ass can go to work and get money, and then you took, instead of being grateful to your parents, boy, your parents are failures, man. You are, God damn it. My God. What is wrong with you? How the fuck can you say you had a chance to go to your job and work a job? You're like, fuck that. I want to work an affiliate marketing program instead of going to fucking work.
It was that mentality that you said was stupid, bro. I felt like I could make my own income and I could rely on myself. I bet on myself.
Then why the fuck are you living with your parents if you can rely on yourself? That's the lie.
No. At that time, I bet on myself because I was like, man, I'm fucking tired of doing the same shit. I'm fucking done with it.
Oh my God, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with you, modern males, dude. There's something off with you guys, man. There's something seriously wrong. Something is just not right.
I understand what it is, Steve. Like. It's because you
if I can jump in your stepfather's body right now, I would tell you to pack up all your fucking shit and get the fuck out of my house. I would do you a favor. I would tell you to get the fuck out of my house.
That's fair.
And I would tell your mom, if she tried to stop you, you get the fuck out. Because you're an enabling a weak-minded motherfucker.
No argument here.
You've been living with these motherfuckers for a year rent-free, and all you have to show is a few thousands of dollars, and that's it?
That's it.
What else are you spending your money on? Drugs, drinking, clothes? What are you spending your money on?
Nah, definitely not drugs and drinking.
Dog, what the fuck were you spending your money on? Don't be sighing like no goddamn woman. What were you spending your money on?
Games.
So you were living like a Kardashian. You just think you can sleep under your parents' house rent-free and fuck off your money. Are you...
apparently I fucking did, Steve. I mean, I look back at it and it's like, damn, dude. Like, I know none of this shit that I have right now I deserve. I'm gonna be 100% honest with it. I was just fortunate to get my shit right mentally to make good decisions.
All right, well, let's get back to like, what is your question? Let's get back to your questions. I gotta continue the show, man. What is your question?
Yeah, I apologize to everybody in the chat, everybody listening, man. But
no,
I
don't fucking apologize
right
and shit. This is important for all you guys. They're you, and you are them. I'm glad that they can hear you, but they can hear what they are in this game.
So rounding back to the question, now that we've had a chance to kind of get this stuff out, like, the question that I really have is, okay, now that I'm starting to learn and understand and know better.
Hold on a second. Young man, I think you're in the wrong fucking room, because we're fucking men here. And I don't give a fuck if your parents tell you don't give no money. That's what the fuck you do as a grown-up. You fucking pay rent to show your appreciation for you living up under your house. And this is why you're a fucking loser. You're the first, not you, caller. You're the firstborn loser. And your fucking mother met a loser man and created a loser. Because you're the firstborn. Man, there's something wrong. Boy, oh my God, y'all better be grateful. Y'all got bitch ass parents. Y'all better be grateful that you got weak, soft ass parents, and it's no wonder why you are soft and fucking weak right now. So weak and fucking soft. So soft. You participation, trophy having suckers. Now, what's your question real quick, 919?
Well, my question is, since I'm starting to learn, like, how to repair the fuck-ups that I've had, well, again, you've already answered the question. I guess everything comes from me. It has to come from the inside. I have to put myself at 100, and then, like you said, all of the extra comes after that.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, well, I guess that's the question I got for you. I had another one, but fuck it. I can ask that on another day.
No, ask another one. I'm fine. You already fucked all this other shit up, so what's up? What's up? What's the other question?
All right, well, I was listening to Rosebud after I finished the list today, and he had a video, and one of the things that he said in the video was, if you cheat yourself out of the little wins, how can you appreciate the big wins?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I've made so many mistakes, and I'm just now starting to make reparations for those
choices.
Mistakes.
You don't make
mistakes.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
I don't understand why y'all think making mistakes is wrong. You don't make mistakes. You make choices.
Choices.
A mistake is when you're a little fucking kid and you knock something over. That's a fucking mistake. You're a grown goddamn man. You make choices. You don't make mistakes.
And the reason why we don't say make mistakes, we make choices, is because we deflect blame. So the bad choices, my fucked up choices, now that I'm starting to make reparations for them, I feel like the quote unquote wins, they don't bring me that satisfaction. And he says,
because you're not looking at the wins.
Okay.
All right. Let me give you little wins of satisfaction when it comes to game. There's going to be five fucking women that are in front of me, or five fucking women I meet in one day. And all fucking five of them rejected me. Is that a win or not?
It's a win.
Why is it a win?
A lot of reasons why. I mean, it's a win because you sat there and you took the rejection. You were willing to be rejected. You stepped outside of your comfort zone.
That's not a win. Nope. That's for false. Give me another one. That's false. Give me another one.
You made the decision to do it, while in your head you might not have wanted to do it.
Nope, that's false, because I'm not a loser. I do what I say I'm going to do. So nope, that's not right. Give me something else.
Well, you got me stumped, man. I'm sorry.
because I do what the fuck I want to do. And I don't hold anybody accountable for what happens afterwards.
So you won because you wanted to talk to five women and you did it.
And I did it. That's it.
That's the
I am. A little small battle, not even the war.
Question, what I was doing was I was just putting that onto to me trying to restructure my life. And it was like, well, I can't get joy from this because I know
so your
I
life
shouldn't
isn't
have even been here in the first place.
Already structured to what you are. I don't understand why y'all try to quote unquote restructure your life. Trying to quote unquote reinvent yourself. Why are you trying to restructure you? Why would you try to restructure you?
Because like I said, when I look in the mirror, I know what I could be. When I look into my eyes, I'm like, okay.
That's a mirage. You don't know what you could be. That's a fucking lie. Because in your mind, you could be rich and fucking financially free in your mind. So that's a bullshit lie.
So what's the proper way to look at that then, if that's a lie?
Well, you're looking at an I do. You're still looking at an I do. You're looking at changing yourself.
Well, from what you was mentioned to the other gentleman, changing yourself you can't do.
No, that's why I say don't change yourself. Get to know yourself. You don't need to change yourself because you don't. What the fuck are you changing? You don't even know why you don't even know yourself well enough to change.
Don't change yourself. Get to know yourself.
It's not that hard. So it's so simple. It's complicated. Nobody's going to tell you that. Nobody wants you to know that shit. Do you actually think that psychiatrists or marriage counselors or the economy or this world want you to realize you actually hold the power to everything that you do? But who wants to tell you hold the power? Nobody wants you to know your truth because they want you to be a slave to them. Do you actually think, why do you think marriage counseling fails? That shit doesn't work. Why do you think sitting on a table, excuse me, why do you guys think sitting on a couch and a motherfucker sitting beside you with a pen by just swinging it around saying, uh-huh, yes, I see. Uh-huh, yes, how does that make you feel? Uh-huh.
That's a husband.
Yes, I see. How does that make you feel? Oh, our time's up. Well, we'll see you next week. Do y'all not see that y'all are just food for the economy? You can listen. There is no book, even my book, caller. There is no book out there that can fucking change you. There's got to be a book out there to show you that in order to change, you've got to just get to know who the fuck you are. Wait, your fucking fingerprint. That's where everything changes, from the fingerprint. It doesn't change from outside of yourself. The fingerprint is a thing that makes you not give a fuck. To deny everybody else's shit. This is why I even tell you books are bad for a lot of you motherfuckers. Books aren't going to help you. Because all you're doing is just reading this shit. You ain't learning shit. Because you're looking at the book to fucking change you. The book cannot change you. The change has to come from you getting to know you. Then the book helps you. But that's the secret. Nobody's going to tell you that shit. That's why y'all got so many fucking books out there. And you're still the same goddamn person.
Holy shit. Damn, Steve. Fuck, that's right. Damn. Damn.
Because when you
because,
learn
like you said,
day
you can only, you,
and you,
you
come to understand who you are, you begin to understand what the fuck you are. Thus, the who you are plus the I do will connect you and give you a shift. I didn't say change. I said a fucking shift. Because you're not ready to change because you have got to make the shift. Once you are able to make the shift, you're starting a brand new you, which takes more time. This is not a overnight, I'm going to read this book and change. It does not work that way. But nobody's going to, everybody's going to just say, hey, just buy my book. It's going to help you. Fuck no, it's not. It's not.
Damn.
I'm serious.
That's why
no
people say I need to go
book
learn myself.
Excuse
I
me?
I need to discover myself. So that's why people say I need to learn myself.
No,
or I need to
you
discover
don't need
myself.
To. No, no, stop. Stop. You're still saying it wrong. You say I need to discover myself. It's still an I do. You've got to discover that you got to discover that you can discover yourself to discover yourself. You can't discover yourself, change, or reinvent yourself. You cannot. There's no book. No book out there can do that for you. But what the real books are going to do is show you how to discover you. And through you, the change will come because it's coming from an inside out. You're looking for an outside in to become an inside out. You see what I'm saying?
I do, but it's so deep right now. I need to go back and relearn this. Like, I need
I'm
to
not.
To
I just follow me. Just listen to me. Stay here. I'm gonna help. I'm trying to guide you. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. Once you say fuck change, fuck resolutions, fuck praying to have change and hopefully washing my all that shit you're doing. You must discover your truth. But your truth is not the same as your reality. Your reality is your truth right now. Because your perception and your reality is saying that this is my truth. And my truth is I've got to change myself. I've got to reinvent myself. I've got to do whatever for myself.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And instead of saying, I don't need to reinvent myself. Why do I need to reinvent the fucking thing that got to this goddamn egg? Why would you change him? Why change the one fucking thing that had drive, discipline, and a fucking neck to get to the goddamn egg? Why would you want to reinvent that? Why would you want to get rid of that? See, you created fear. You created poor me. You created rejection. Listen to what I'm saying. Feel what, listen. Because people ain't going to tell you this shit. Nobody wants it because motherfuckers ain't gamed up enough to tell you this shit, brother. You created the limiting beliefs. But you want to think it's the world that forced you to create that shit. You created that shit. And once
damn
you created those false, fake lies, women are evil, fear, rejection, ridicule, that's man fucking made. That's not you. But you're not supposed to know that because Everybody wants you on YouTube to think that it is the woman's fault. Everything is the woman's fault. Everything is everybody else's fault. I mean, the man. Some people will blame, quote unquote, the man. Hell, you want to even know what's so funny? Some of you motherfuckers will blame this redhead motherfucker that has horns and a tail that lives in a fiery place. Isn't that a great fairy tale for you? Oh, my God. Hey, my world is not. Hey, look, I isolate me. I am fucking sad. I am fucking lonely. I have no confidence. I have no standard. But you know what? It's the devil's fault. The devil's got a hold of me. Oh, my God. That redhead motherfucker's got a hold of me. Steven. He's like, Steven, shut up. Don't you tell them motherfucking shit. Shut up, Steven. Oh, my God. That's the devil holding me back. And you don't even fucking see that you're the butt of the fucking joke. You created being criticized and gave it a name. You created being embarrassed and gave it a name. You created rejection and gave it a name. You created negativity and gave it a name. Who the fuck else gave that shit to you? Nobody else gave that shit to you. No one else gave you that shit, caller.
Yeah, I'm here, man. Fuck, dude. You laid me on my ass.
Tell me, who gave you that shit but you? And then the worst part about it is you created all this bullshit. And here's the funny part. And now you want to, now you want to reinvent yourself. Because here I am. When I got to the egg, I was perfect. I was fucking perfect. But yet, once I came into this world, I had to start listening to my fucking parents. Now, you listen to your parents when you're a little kid, but you're allowed to question shit. I listened to my parents and took them for their word.
Holy fuck, Steve. Like,
and not only listened to my parents, I listened to my fucking pastor. Where my pastor would scare me into thinking, if I don't do right by his standards or a quote-unquote book's standards, that I am, you ready for this? I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. And guess what? If I can collect enough sins, oh my God, that means I have to fall in this fiery fucking pit. Oh, wait, I got to fall in this fiery pit with this redhead guy, this guy cloaked in red with horns and a fucking tail. And I'm going to burn forever. Ah. And sometimes it's that same motherfucker touching on little boys. That same little motherfucker diddling on little kids and shit. And that motherfucking chump, man, y'all are crazy as fuck. But that's how they got you. That's how they get you. Because you're not a free-thinking motherfucker. You believe all this shit. You believe all this shit you're told. But the worst part about it is you created all this shit. Who created this shit but you? But yet you want to reinvent you. You created it, and now you don't like what you created, so you want to wipe the board clean? That's what you want to do? If you want to reinvent yourself, jump back in your daddy's nuts and start all over again. That's a reinvent. But other than that, you can't reinvent what the fuck you are now. You cannot reinvent that. You can try as much as you fucking want. Hey, go to as many spiritual journeys as you want. Meditate as fucking much as you want. Watch motivation YouTubes as much as you want. Go to your fucking church if you want to do it. Do all the fucking silly shit you want to do to think that I'm going to reinvent myself. And the fucking fact that you're trying to reinvent you is why you will always fucking lose. Not you, sir. Why a lot of people will lose. Because you're trying to reinvent versus learn you. See, this is why I keep trying to tell you guys. I don't want you reinventing fucking shit. Why would I dog you out and give you bad information? I don't want you to be fucking motivated by another fucking man. The man that should motivate you should teach you to motivate yourself to be motivated. not listen to him to make him feel good. Does that make any sense, sir? Let's get a little more deeper. The thing is once you learn and have understanding by a mentor that teaches you how to understand yourself, then you will realize the mind is nothing but an illusion. It is nothing but something we create to try to figure out and force understanding. Because I ask you, and I'm the only one that's ever asked you guys on YouTube, who's the man? Can you knock on his door? Can you knock on a man's door that's supposedly holding you down? Can you knock on fear's door? Can you knock on rejection's door? Can you knock on, well, life is not fair's door? Can you touch and fuck those people up? But it's all an illusion. Yo, you actually think that shit is real because you had to make it real in order to run away from who you are. You created all this silly ass shit. But until you realize that you're actually the creator of what the fuck you're creating, you're going to continue to create it. And that's why the majority of motherfuckers are losing. Yeah, I'm going to put, you know, first off, I don't feel good about myself. So I'm going to take this drug or shoot it in their vein to get a false high, to get a lower low, to run back to that fucking guy to repeat the whole experience over. But when you're a student of the game, what you do is you create brand new experiences to really ground you on your truth, not the truth, because the truth is technically based on the person that's telling you the bullshit to look outside of yourself. But people don't do that. Does that make any sense?
So you're saying your truth should have higher priority than the truth.
You goddamn right. Yes. Yes. When you're at work, when you're at work, you must put your truth aside because you are living someone else's truth and working a job. That's just how it works. That's 9 to 5. So you got to clock in and you've got to follow instructions. That's working. Okay. But outside of that, why are you doing it?
Exactly. That's why I feel like, man, why shouldn't I just, I could just work for myself. That's why I felt that way.
But that's the trick. Your mind is fucking you over. You can't work for someone you don't know. How can you work for yourself when you don't know who that man in the fucking mirror is? That's the trick. Work.
Damn.
Hey, I'm going to let you work for yourself. Thanks for your money. Hey, fuck him. I'm going to let you work for yourself. Thanks for your money.
I have to change the way I see life,
do
man.
You can't do anything until you learn and understand yourself. That's why these books here don't work. Because the people selling you these fucking books are not actually telling you what to do. They will use a book as what they call a cliffhanger. You know what a soap opera Cliffhanger Friday is? You know what that is?
Yes. Yes.
What is it?
It's like it's something that leaves you on the edge of your seat, so it leaves you wanting more and more.
Right, to Monday, right. They'll cliffhanger your ass till Friday and be like, oh, my God, I can't wait for Monday. That's how women are. That's why they love soap operas and shit, because it's an emotional pull. Hold on, let me get the law. See, hold on, let me answer this question. Does knowing you mean understanding how you move and what triggers? No. It's not understanding how you move. It's understanding why you move. It's understanding of being able to stand on why you move, express why you move. You just don't move. You have to have understanding of why it is you do what you do. Or you're not just doing it for you. You're doing it for something outside of you. This is what game's about. It's understanding outside of the understanding. You're not supposed to, everyone listening, y'all not supposed to know this shit. Y'all not supposed to know this shit. Y'all supposed to be blind as fuck. Be blind and not understand. That your creativity is your truth of who you actually are. But caller, who you are, you ready for this caller? It's who you actually are, but who you are isn't you. What do I mean by that?
It means I'm wearing a different mask.
It's your ability to see who you are, but who you are isn't you. Why is that? We're going behind another door. Why is that?
It's because you put on a mask.
No, I'm going to drop another bomb on you motherfuckers. It's because who you were yesterday wasn't your truth anymore. Your truth evolves as you evolve, but you can't evolve if you don't know yourself. But even when you learn yourself, your truth today is not your truth tomorrow. Because the more you expand and evolve, your truth expands and evolves with it, which means your truth does what? Change with you. It will change and grow with you. You should not be yesterday. You will be today, but you should not be tomorrow. You should not be today. Tomorrow should be your lie. Because if you're stuck in the same fucking truth, you ain't growing and evolving, man. They have got y'all fucked over because they don't want you to understand that when you learn you by a mentor and learn game, it will give you the ability to create the experiences to deny truth. You ready, Carl? Watch this. And it's not just not your truth, but the truth of everything out front of you, outside of you. When people say marriages are bad, whose truth is that? That ain't my fucking truth. Because I'm not going to be driven by another man's thought of truth. Carter, why do you think I tell you don't believe me? Why do they always tell you see it for your fucking self? Don't fucking believe me. See it for your fucking self.
Yeah. Right.
See it for yourself. Tyler, I got this shit. Yes. You see it for yourself. But you're waiting for someone to tell you your truth. Women are evil. That's got to be a truth. Because the statistical facts say, are you fucking serious? But that's why most of y'all motherfuckers will never understand game. Because nobody is telling you this fucking secret right here. Nobody talks about this shit. Who creates righteousness? Is it your church or is it you, caller?
From what I heard Lucario say and from what I heard you say, it comes from within.
So then who the fuck are you, who is on that damn pew telling you what's right and what's wrong then? Who the fuck is that person?
Somebody else with their own sense of righteousness.
Exactly. That's stuffing their righteousness down your throat that says that, guess what? Hey, fuck you having a straight line to your God. You got to go through me. And I'll determine if you're right or wrong. Do you see how fucking crazy that is? And y'all don't even, and y'all don't even see it. Your righteousness is when a woman calls you. Your righteousness is on December 31st. Your righteousness is when you put on a piece of clothing and you feel good about yourself. Your righteousness is when you have a new pair of shoes, a new watch. That's your righteousness, but that's a fucking lie. Who you are does not make something righteous. You know what makes you righteous? Caller?
You stopped.
Hello,
me.
Going once, going twice. You there? I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah,
you there?
Yeah, you stopped me on that.
About that. Hang on
that question.
You know what makes you? You know what makes you righteous?
I don't know how to answer that, Steve.
What makes you righteous is what you believe righteousness is, brother. Goes back to you again. And if somebody doesn't believe your way of thinking, then fuck them. Because they who are you to push what you feel is righteous onto me? And that's why we don't do that here. I don't push which is what righteousness is. I'm just pushing you to see that you got to talk to yourself and learn yourself in a whole different way. But who is a person that sit around and tell you what they think is right for you? Even your parents fuck you over.
That's an oppressor.
Right, because your parents thinks by telling you to think like them is the right thing, the way to be. Fuck that. I'm not thinking like my parents. How do you know if something is true for you if you're always adding feelings to what somebody else is fucking saying and then calling it truth? You know how I know? Because if that shit doesn't serve me, it's not a fucking truth. If it doesn't serve my kingdom, it's pointless to me. If it doesn't help me evolve, it's a waste of my fucking time. And the easiest way to do this is to learn that you've got to unlearn this false lies that you have. You have to uncreate what you created that has been holding your fucking ass down. But you can't do that by yourself. And that's why you need a mentor. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Listen, it's not for, listen, as I said before, it's what I'm trying to get you to see is that I want you to see it for yourself. But you cannot see what's for yourself when your eyes are actually closed to you. You're looking at shit outside of you. That's all you've been doing. You've been looking at everybody else's world. You see what I'm saying, young man? You have been looking at everybody else's fucking world of how you should be to yourself. And all I'm saying is fucking open your fucking eyes and claim who the fuck you are and allow who you are to be the rise and the fall. I'm sorry, the camera just fucked up. The rise and the fall of your name. That's the fucking camera. I don't know why this shit's acting up. The rise and fall. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
I do.
One cannot see what one is not supposed to see. My baby dropped. Hold on. Oh, sorry, baby. Oh, my baby. And my book is my baby. I'm sorry, girl. I didn't mean to knock you off. I'm sorry, girl. What I'm saying is, let me tell you something. All right. I always give you a taste of worlds beyond worlds thinking beyond thinking. As I've always told you before, by turning the light switch, opening the door, turning a page in a book, that you don't understand that you can bend, or you can't break your reality, but you can actually bend your reality. Every time you begin to look to you and believe in you, it will cause a ripple effect that will begin to affect everything else outside of you, creating a calm thought process. It's like, okay, when you're a little kid, how many times you throw a rock? You know, when you're a little fucking kid, you'll throw a rock and see if that shit'll skim. It'll hit the water, it'll skim before it goes in the water. Have you ever done that before, Caller?
Yeah, I tried to do that.
I mean, you tried, but you tried to throw it. But even if you threw it in the water, even if you threw a rock in the water, does it not cause a ripple effect?
It still does.
And then it goes
sir.
Back to its natural state. And it does, it causes a ripple effect, but then it goes back to its natural state, does it not?
Damn, holy fuck, dude. Shit. That was
so what happens? What happens when you're in this state and you create a brand new ripple effect, and then that state goes back up to a higher state of thinking? Not the same state.
And then that state becomes normal.
A higher state of thinking. Because even if you put a rock in water, the water itself would rise, right? Like if you have, like if you're drinking a bottle of water or something, you put some powder in that or whatever, you know, like that, powder, like adding power to water. Whatever you put in that water, the water itself has got to compensate for that rock so it will expand and rise, right? So when you throw that rock in that water, you might not see that water has moved up a little bit because you don't see what you're not supposed to see. But the ripple of the lake will show you it's rising through the ripple. It's not just going to move up. You can't see the whole lake to see the actual ripple. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is, and what people don't want you to know, is that you can actually form ripples that give you a deeper calmness. Because even if when the water hits, the rock hits the water, it breaks the ripple. It breaks the surface of the water, which causes the ripple, right? But once the ripple comes back, it compensates for that rock, which moves up a little bit. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you, I'm trying to think of something, you can do an experiment, you have to do an experiment, but if you have a bottle of water that's filled up to the top and you put something else in that bottle, it will compensate because it's got to compensate for what's inside of it, right? So what I'm saying is that when you start to calm yourself down and start to break you to create that ripple of understanding, you are actually bending who you actually are because you're actually learning a new side of you. You're not looking to fucking do what these guys are doing. You're not looking to fucking reinvent yourself. You're just learning a brand new understanding of yourself, because that understanding moves you up, which then shifts the first truth that you have. You drop that rock in. Let's say you have right here. The rock hits the water. That's the truth. But once the rock hits that water, if the rock is information and it hits that water, the water must compensate itself for the rock. It just never, it doesn't stay here. It's just, you don't see it. If y'all don't believe me, try the shit. I'm not trying to show y'all anything crazy, but I'm just showing y'all how game is. Does that make any sense, big guy?
Yeah, I'm probably going to need to use my coaching after this, because that's deep as shit, man. That is deeper shit.
Well, it's not about depth. It's just about understanding.
And that's what makes it hard, because it's such a new way to see life, right? That I,
but it's
like
not,
you said,
okay,
it's going to create that ripple.
It's not a new way to see life. It's just taking the blinders off your fucking face and letting you see what is right in front of you. You don't look in that mirror and see beauty. You don't look in that mirror and see beauty. You don't see a great man. You don't see anybody worthy. And because you don't see that in the mirror, you'll go out the window and look at that light side of you and not especially the real side of you.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that one, Steve. I'm listening, though. I'm listening to what you're saying.
Because I'm trying to show you this is how you got to grow. You can't do it any other way. You can't, you know, they want you to, people want you to do it their way. And I'm not trying to say my way. Fuck my way. I'm just trying to see that there's another way. Stop trying to reinvent the fucking wheel. Why would you do that? Why would you want to make the wheel into a square? Isn't the wheel perfectly fine, sir? Isn't it perfectly fine?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, you can add on to the wheel. You can shine it up, right? You can shine the wheel up. You put rims on that motherfucker. But it's still a wheel, isn't it?
It still does what it needs to do.
Right,
yes,
but your mind is saying the wheel or you is not good enough. It's not right. You've got to understand
reality.
That's what the problem is, okay? Because what you see as joy is something you have trained to see, but it's not being trained by you. You're just being told what joy should be and shit. The fuck is that about? That's why people don't like motherfuckers like me. Because joy is what I am. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about people like y'all do. I'm sorry. I don't have time to feel sorry for and all that other shit. It's not for me to feel bad. I just can't. Think about direction of what you feel. See, when you
right now,
learn
pulling inward.
What you feel right now is exact, okay. What you will feel in your future you is not what you're going to feel right now, because what you're going to feel right in your future new. Okay, what I feel right now is a lie to who I was yesterday, because what I felt yesterday was not really, it was my truth yesterday. Yesterday was my truth. But now I'm in today, so yesterday is my lie.
Dang.
Because I'm in a different environment. If my comfort zone expands, am I not in a new environment?
You are.
So if I'm in a new environment, I've got to think in a whole different way to compensate the environment, right?
Yes, sir.
It's all the same.
Is it okay?
Whether I'm laying in a soft bed, I'm laying on the ground. The truth is going to be the fucking truth, no matter what I'm doing. But I'm not following fucking feelings. I'm not a goddamn woman. You guys follow fucking feelings. And that's why y'all fucking lose. Because you ain't following your fucking self. If you're going to love somebody, love you. If you're going to cry, cry over you. Yes. Hey, don't mourn your parents' death. Appreciate them. There is something that I just don't understand about people. I don't understand about you humans. Y'all are always mourning shit. Why not celebrate their fucking lives? And instead of sitting there at a grave wearing black, sitting there, why not celebrate they were there to feed you and celebrate when you took your first steps and how Christmas was and how Thanksgiving was and how Halloween was and how they whipped your ass when you needed your ass whipped and they hugged you when you needed a fucking hug. But people don't do that shit. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, I do. Yes, sir.
You gotta, I'm just not built to be this kumbaya shit that y'all do. I don't mourn. I celebrate. But what's more important is, when are you going to start celebrating you every day? When are you going to celebrate that you have beauty? You are unique. And that is your truth. And because you embrace you, whatever anybody says is none of my fucking business. Because what is true for fucking me, is what's true for me supposed to serve me or someone else, caller? Tell me. Who is my truth supposed to serve? You goddamn right.
Supposed to serve you.
So if my truth serves me, then why the fuck am I not making it about me? And I know people don't want you to serve yourself. Okay, think about this. Listen, I'm not here to judge if you're religious. That's not my job. But who are you fucking serving? Who are you serving? Let me take that back. Who are you serving first? If you guys want to believe in religion, I'm not here to say don't believe. But I don't understand why you're not putting yourself first. Whenever you put yourself second, it's always when you got to do something and they will dangle that thing. See, whatever you put in front of you, you're going to worship. And whatever you worship that's in front of you can be dangled in your fucking face to make you do whatever that person dangling in your face wants you to do. See how deep that is?
That's
called
control. Yeah.
That's fucking control. See, I'm not saying, hey, if you want to worship and believe in a heaven and hell and all that stuff, I'm not here to change your mind on that. But please understand, just like you, caller, because of how you felt, you were doing something for somebody that saw you as gullible, and you were doing it for the person. See, you probably had the right intention because you were doing it for religious purposes. I'll just give me an example. You were doing it because you felt it was a good thing to do because of how you felt. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that motherfucker used you like a motherfucking rag and threw you away like trash. Because he used and manipulated what you saw first. But see, one like that cannot use a man because a man puts himself first. So there's nothing that you can throw in my face to manipulate me. Because the only motherfucker that manipulates me is me. You see what I'm saying, Colin? I manipulate myself. Nobody else manipulates me. I manipulate me. Now, yes, I was, when I was 14 and she was 25, yes, I got my little bitch ass heart broken. I was manipulated, but goddamn, it was so great that she what she did for me. But that's a whole different thing. But you see what I'm saying, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been gullible. I've been fooled for a long time.
Well, no, it's not. No, I won't say fool. You just don't know what you don't know. You just don't know what you don't know. But it's not me to, I'm not here to judge you, and I'm not here to change. Listen, I'm not here to change your fucking mind. What you do with this information, right, is none of my business. What you do with the information is none of my business. Because I'm not here to beg you to change. If you feel like you got to reinvent yourself, go watch a motivational video. I mean, how many motivational videos you have to watch until you realize you'll never be self-motivated by a fucking video? How many times are you praying? You know what my mother used to fucking do when I was small? You know what she would do at New Year's? She would take money, rent money, and put it from, I forgot. She put it at the door, and she would put money at the door all the way to the bedroom or something like that, call it. You see what I'm saying? And guess what? We still broke. Mm-hmm. What the fuck was that supposed to do, Mom? What was that supposed to do? Eat cabbage if you want money or something. I mean, they come up with all this silly shit.
That's that goes so many levels deep because I can see how that is, how it makes sense on so many different parallels, regardless of like what we allow ourselves to be deceived by. But like you said, there's doors behind doors.
Doors behind doors. But understand this. What somebody says, I'm not going to fight them because that's their truth. I'm not here to change truth here. That's the problem. I'm not here to change your truth because what you think is your truth. I'm not here to change what the fuck you think. That's not my job. I'm just here to let you know while you keep trying to reinvent yourself based off of your false truth is why you'll never reinvent yourself. You can never reinvent you. And that's the problem. People don't want you to know that. People will never want you to know that you've got a power inside of you that nobody else can stop. Nobody. Nobody. But the secret and the sauce is not the reinventing. It's getting to know yourself. But nobody wants to tell you that. Nobody wants you to see that if you just try to get to know you and stop lying to your fucking self, you finally get to experience a truth.
Yeah,
because an untruth or a lie, gentlemen, is also an untruth of what you tell yourself. And what you guys understand and what needs to be understood in all of this shit is what is untrue for you does not ultimately serve you. It will serve somebody else. They eat before you eat, and you get their scraps. But you can feel when you're not being served because y'all feel a certain kind of way. But
so I don't want to ask.
Sure, what's up? I only got about 8 more minutes. What's up?
Yeah, I apologize.
What's so hard to understand? Mel, it's not hard to understand. It's simple. It's just kindergarten shit. What you know? What don't you understand, Mel? Hold on, I was talking to Mel. Hold on a second, caller. See, if you guys keep acting the same way you're acting, how the fuck are you going to even grow? Because you're trying to reinvent whatever it is you're trying to reinvent. Okay. All right. So you guys, like, think of it like this. You ever see LeBron James back, you know, when he's getting ready, how he takes that powder and he throws it up in the air and shit and he starts clapping? You ever see that? Ever see LeBron James do that?
Yeah, I have.
Caller? Like when he starts, yes, you know, get that powder and stuff, then he'll throw it up in the air and it's like, oh, you can see a smoky thing of powder.
Yeah, that's his pregame ritual.
Right. But wait, that smoky game of powder does after what? Disappears, right? It disappears,
yeah,
right?
It disappears.
Well, what if that thing that he's throwing up in that smoky thing of powder is fucking fear? It's fucking poor me. It's fear, rejection. No confidence, no self-worth. Well, how do you capture something that disappears like that? How do you capture that?
That's a good ass question.
Because you guys are living lies, man. And all you feel is discomfort. And what is discomfort? What's the next domino of discomfort?
Frustration.
When you create mental discomfort, then you look for things to give you comfort. Drinking, have another one. Like, girl broke up with me. Let me get another drink. When you're feeling a certain way, they got you motherfuckers. Your life is so terrible. Why don't you smoke this, take this, and get a high, and then get hooked on the high? But you're not getting hooked on the I am. You're getting hooked on an I do. That runs you away from the I am. But you create that. It lays a seed for addiction. Why do you think alcoholics are alcoholics? They don't just become one day, they start just drinking one sip of something like, man, I got to get some more and more and more. No, they drink it to take away feelings of discomfort. Drugs, to get a high, to feel different. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Nobody wants you to be aware of you. Because if you are aware of you, then you are in control of who? Who are you in control of? You're aware of yourself.
I'm in control of myself, my actions, my attitude.
You goddamn right. Right. And when you are in control of yourself, then there is no untruths because you are living your fucking truth. But one thing you will get rid of and it will go away like a balloon. Like, let's say you blow up a balloon, right? You blow up a balloon, right? Let's say that balloon is fear. Hold on. Let's say that balloon is fear, right?
Okay.
If you're holding the end of the balloon, and in analogy, that balloon is fear, who's got the power to get rid of the air of fear in that balloon? Who holds the power?
I got the power.
Right. So your power is either letting that tip go and letting that balloon go and going all over the room and shit, or you take a pen and pop that bitch. But you do it.
Damn, that means that shit is a lie. Fear is a lie. I'm sorry.
Everything's
a
lie until it becomes your... Okay. This is why... Okay. What you'll learn is this is why channels like this are small channels, because nobody wants to live their truth. The more you lie to yourself, the more you are unaware of yourself. The more you're unaware of yourself, the more you'll try to motivate that unaware self. The more you will try to reinvent that unaware self. The more you will put clothes on that unaware self. The more you will do things for the unaware and you fucking lose. You lose to yourself. Because you're not serving yourself. I mean, what do I know? What do I know? Guys, what do I know? Caller, I've been doing this since I was 9 years old, right? Games since I was 9 years old, right, caller?
Yeah, you're right.
Since I was 9. And I don't know shit. I know nothing. I'm blind. I know nothing.
So if you know nothing, that means I definitely don't know shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. but I know nothing. And I can admit that. I'm not ashamed of it. And I'm very ignorant to tomorrow's me. So because I'm ignorant to tomorrow's me, I don't think about tomorrow's me. I can't, because I can't understand what I'm going to become. I can't understand that. Because if the depth of my thinking leaves me at this edge, how can I understand a greater me tomorrow? I can understand me yesterday, but I can't understand me tomorrow. But I know what I'm going to be tomorrow is going to be greater than what I am today. So all I can do is understand and live for my today. I can't live for my tomorrow. And I definitely can't live for my past. Fuck my past. Fuck yesterday's me. Fuck that motherfucker yesterday. That motherfucker ain't shit to me right now. Motherfucker I am is the baddest motherfucker I know. But tomorrow's me, shit, I don't know what to expect, but I know this much. He ain't going to be the motherfucker you see today. You see what I'm saying?
We're always evolving.
I can't help it. You have to evolve or you will die. And I don't mean die, okay? Steve, sitting in that discomfort is when the process begins to understand oneself, since that's when the lies begin to stop. Well, the lies can't just stop that easily. It's not that easy. As I told you before, in order to understand what I'm saying, is not to try to reinvent yourself. You just build another theater beside yourself. It's still in the same building. Carla, when you go to the theater, aren't there different movies in every theater that you choose to? Oh, I think I hung up on you. Nobody did hang up on you. Wait, are you still there, Carla?
Yeah, okay. I'm still here. I heard you.
Aren't there different movies that you can go into?
Yeah, multiple theaters, got different movies.
Multiple theaters, multiple times, multiple seats. And just because one theater is there that may have comedy, there might be a horror or an adventure or something. You know what I mean? A Marvel or DC, but you have choice. But as I'm saying is, the only way to understand what I'm saying is to realize that I actually have choice. See, you can't say, okay, this is where people are going to fuck this up. Real quick before we wrap this up. You can't say that I have choice and I'm going to change, because that's the actual lie that you're living, because you're not, you can't do it. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work to say that, you know what, I see that I have to be the one to change me first. It doesn't work that way. Because that's just like you saying, well, January 31st, I'm going to change who I am. It doesn't work that way. Because it's a false motivation. You've got to be a student of this to understand that. You've got to be a student of this, okay? And I'll throw y'all one more. We'll probably talk about this tomorrow. But at the end of the day, your name, okay, your name, has to be the only thing that can measure your truth. I don't think y'all ready for that shit.
Damn. Oh, hey.
Oh, there y'all ready. What's that now?
I see where you're getting at. I said, I can see where you're getting at.
As long as you tell the lies and stuff, you're not, your alignment, your guy, you're trying to align you're trying to align your core with trying to get rid of you. How does that even work? You're trying to reinvent yourself, but you're not reinventing yourself for yourself. You're reinventing yourself for a fucking woman. That's the worst part about this shit. You're trying to reinvent yourself, for a woman. Everything you're doing is for a woman or for some pussy. So that's not even reinventing yourself. That's lying to yourself. You're trying to be what you think the woman wants you to be to get some fucking pussy. It doesn't work that way. You see what I'm saying?
Outside
Once you are aware of who you are, my truth is I am not my truth. Just think before I wrap this up. I am not my truth. But I am my scribe, my marketing team, my blacksmith, my amusement park, my warrior, my senate, my culinary school. That's my truth. I am but a vessel of those truths. I'm a vessel, but I am not. What you see here is not truth. This is just the vessel the truth is inside of. My mind. This is. I'm just an I do. That's it. I'm a tattooed, short, 51-year-old motherfucker. That's all I am. But that's not my truth. It's not my truth. If I lost a finger, would that change my truth? No, I'd just be a motherfucker with a lost finger. If I lose my leg, and I'm just a motherfucker that lost his leg. Y'all are not looking. Y'all are using the vessel the wrong way. You're using the vessel the wrong fucking way. The vessel is not your compass. You are the compass that moves your vessel, that will move a woman. Oh, almost caught you. Almost failed, girl. Got you, girl. I'll hold you like a little parrot on my shoulder. But I'm just saying, do y'all see what I'm saying, guys? That's what game is about. And until you become students, you won't do that. You won't understand it. Okay? And that's why I always say to all you guys that y'all fail to fucking realize is that why am I the only YouTuber on YouTube that tells you to think about the graveyard? And always remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they can find their truth tomorrow, grow tomorrow, evolve tomorrow, be somebody else tomorrow. I'll put it off. I can wait. I can do it later and all this other shit. Y'all don't understand, man. Motherfuckers don't have tomorrow coming to them. At any time, something can happen. Let me see here. I've been watching you since O'Shea. Thank you. I appreciate that podcast for me. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And all you guys that sent super chats, I'm sorry. I appreciate all the super chats I got. Thank you all you guys out there, okay? But I'm saying I'm not going to be here forever. God damn it. I am going to luckily one day fucking die. But I will be able to live on through my kids. I will live on through my kids. Yes, Tyler. Limited edition. See that right there? That right there, Tyler. Yes, a limited edition. I already talked to you about it, Tyler. You never got back to me. I let a limited edition for my students. Yes, a limited edition. That means in the limited edition, you're not only going to get this, but you're going to get some sex sleeves. You're going to get an autographed copy. And there's going to be an extra surprise in here for the limited edition. But anyway, I don't want to slam that child right there. But anyway, so like I say, for all you guys out here, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, all right? But I want to keep pushing you towards you. Please, gentlemen, stop trying to reinvent yourself. You don't need to reinvent. Look at you in the mirror. You're fine. You're here now. You got to the egg by what you were doing. Why do you want to get rid of that part of you? No, the book's not out yet. No. Book's not out yet. No. Not out yet. We will talk more about this tomorrow, gentlemen. I just want to let y'all guys know